Hello everyone, this is Napster PSX, and I'm bringing you a full-length commentary for Halomantareel and Nitrodon's task video for Earthbound. I'm playing this through an AVI file with a VLC media player, and I've got it paused ready at the beginning. If you just try and open it, it kind of takes a few seconds, and I didn't know if that varied too much on the computer, so to get you help synced up, I'm going to kind of tell you these titles as they come here in a second. And if you ever need to take a break, my tip for getting the video synced up with the commentary is instead of trying to, you know, use the little seek bar to get them, you know, together, the best thing to do is, you know, once you know which one's a little bit ahead of the other one, just kind of like pause, play, you know, pause, play, kind of slow it down just a little bit to get them the way you want. But once you get on, as long as you don't, you know, take any breaks, it shouldn't be an issue or whatever. So here we go. I'm hitting play in 3, 2, 1, now. Nintendo. Ape. Earthbound! Here we go. Alright. This is gonna go so fast in the beginning. He used the default names. I like that. And am I alone in saying that that little naming part there was like the best? I mean, it was the best. I loved it. Like, just the first time I played the game, after, like, naming all that stuff, of course, it seemed like I was naming tons of things. Like, when is it ever going to stop? And that kind of, if you enjoyed that, then kind of tells you're going to like the rest of the game. Anyways, get all quiet. This is the intro part. On it, a small town in Eagle Land. And that's the only reference to Eagle Land in the entire game, as far as I can tell. I've got a lot to say, and should be plenty of time to say it in, so I don't really need to rush too much. I do have a lot to say. I actually messaged back and forth a little bit with Halomantareel, and I'm just going to call him Hal from now on, because I'll probably be saying his name a lot. He emailed me with some of his info on what it was like getting this task together and stuff. Boom! I've said this before, but I don't know. A lot of you that played this probably, you know, weren't that, you know, you're probably a little bit older than I was whenever I played this, but I was playing this down in my basement, and I was seriously freaked out through this entire beginning. I live upstairs, so that's exactly what it was like for me. You're laying in the dark and, like, walking down the stairs like that. I wouldn't go outside in my pajamas like this, but that's Ness for you. He doesn't say anything, he just does it. And I know we've got a pretty wide audience. There's some of you who know all the nooks and crannies, and there may be some of you who have never even played this. So if you haven't played it, I don't really recommend watching this, because it's really taken all the fun out of it. This is one of those games, like, I would, you know, kill to be able to play it for the first time again. But text like this game is really funny. And I love the translation. So, there will probably be some times where I'll point out some things that, you know, people that he doesn't talk to, or like, you know, a funny sign or something that isn't in the video that is worth pointing out to somebody who hasn't seen all of it. These cops, one of them says, you know, you should be home playing video games and stuff like that. So, it, I think it's called Breaking the Fourth Wall when you talk about, there's a mole later in the game, tells you to press the X button, and he's like, you know, the one up top. to help reduce popping noises whenever I laugh at my own lame jokes, or like hard pee sounds, I tried a paper towel, but that was like, made me sound like I was talking from the other side of the room. So I found this loose, I don't know what you call them, those little lint thingies you put in the dryer, those little tissue thingies. So I ripped a piece of that off and put it on. It's working. So he's hitting on Ness's mom right there, as you just said. Suddenly I noticed Piggy was gone, but I blamed the cops. It certainly wasn't my fault at all. Blah, blah, blah. Yes. Okay. Another little spot to help you sync up. I think we're all together now. Thank you so much for listening to this. I've got a lot of thank yous, too. I'll save I'll probably kind of give one final thank you at the end or whatever, but just thanks for all the support for doing this. I expect to be on TASVideos.org a lot more. I love the site. I love TAS Videos. And this turned out to be pretty good. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, and I kind of had a general idea of what was going on. I've never actually watched the entire thing from beginning to end. And I'll go ahead and use this option. Hold on. I'm going to keep interrupting myself. I'll use this opportunity to say that I really think Ness's dad being a phone is really strange. I mean, yeah. The first Earthbound like that. The first Earthbound was like that, too, where you use the phone, and Ness's dad was there. And there's going to be some spoilers in this video, so I'm not afraid to give some spoilers. But you never see, actually in the credits of the first one, he's like in this brown trench coat, like facing the other way. The first Mother was okay. It's nothing like Earthbound. And I am eagerly awaiting the translation to Mother 3. I don't know when or if it'll ever come out, but I'm pretty excited. Cute little noise. Picky joins you. This game kind of gets you interacted a lot. I think it's got more dialogue text choices than most. And here comes Buzz Buzz. I'll also point out which parts in the game like really stood out to me that I liked a lot, and one of them's coming up in this fight with Starman Jr., but I'll wait. I've got some of the submission comments here with me. I kind of printed out some stuff that I didn't want to forget to say, but I'm no pro or anything, but I've kind of got the I think I can give everyone a pretty good explanation of why Halamantareel does all of the things that he does. And in case you were wondering, like I was, who did what, you know, between Hal and Nitrodon, like, you know, did one person do the first half and the other person did the second half? Actually, the way it worked out, Hal got interested. The original thread for somebody being interested in doing a test video for Earthbound was started by Dan, with an underscore after his name, and it was started in January of 2005, so it's been a pretty long journey, but the way it worked was that Hal kind of jumped in on that. Hold on, I'll get back to that here in a second. First of all, this, when you got in this fight, you know, you're like, oh, you know, crap, you know, they don't even tell you how to fight or anything, but the great part of this battle is that Buzz Buzz just, like, you know, you can't lose it, because Buzz Buzz is, like, protecting you, and he hits, like, super, super hard, and you're like, holy crap, you know? Kind of hoped he'd, like, well, kind of hoped he'd stay in my party, but he'd just kind of blow everybody away. And, the battle background is a good, tell of where this game is headed. I like all the battles, all the backgrounds, I love it all. But anyways, Dan started the thread, and it's pretty interesting to read. You can go check for it in the discussion forums, but they're trying to come up with, you know, this was before a lot of tricks now have been discovered and stuff, but they were throwing around all these ideas on how they could, you know, beef up and stuff, and they were going to use the rock candy trick where you can keep duplicating the rock candies, which boost up your stats just like a point or two, like two if you're using a condiment to go with it. And I'm going to interrupt myself again, and I really feel the need to mention this, but like her lips, it just like, I cannot help but smile. Whenever I did a little practice commentary for this, I was just like, I said something about her lips, and then she kind of turned to the front, and she just had the huge smile on her face, and I was just like, good God, that's freaky. Maybe it was because of the, you know, limitations. And look at her eye. It's just, like, up there. She's staring at you as Buzz Buzz is trying to give you this serious talk here. That's got the sound stone. Anyways, I really have a lot to say. But, So they're going to use the rock candy trick, and there's a couple of enemies in the game. One's called the Criminal Caterpillar, and the other one's called the Master Criminal Worm. I think I've only ran into one of those, like, maybe one time playing through the game. I've never actively tried to find them or anything, but they give out a ton of experience, and they were going to power level at that and all that, but, well, now, they didn't take advantage of any of that. But that's because they really got into hacking this game, and see how far away he is from that ATM? And anytime he talks to somebody, earlier he talked to his mom, and it was like that, but the distance from which he can talk to somebody is pretty large. But so they were throwing all the, you know, these beginning ideas, which they're probably the same kind of things any of us would have come up with, you know, and, you know, they thought you had to be at level 50 whenever you fought Gygus at the end. I pronounce it Gygus, everybody, you know, there's probably like a million explanations of it, but man, I'm really missing out on a lot earlier there, and we'll see more. But like the sharks out in the building, you know, you try walking past that on your console, it doesn't work. It's just like they swarm at you, and here just makes it look so easy. Like you just kind of mosey by them. But those sharks, like all the enemies in the game, it's kind of like you're walking, they detect you, and then they kind of go after you. And these are some of the only mandatory battles. And if you noticed, he moves the cursor before he attacks and all. I'll get to all that later. Like, I'm just trying to get some of this beginning stuff out of the way. But a lot of people liked the idea. They didn't know if it was going to be doable for a TAS video. And here, like, they're manipulating Frank so that he always says something nasty. He's not hurting him, and it's pretty fast text to roll by. But as far as the game plan from, you know, back in January of 2005 to now really changed a lot, and anytime runs on this site are improved, it's usually because, you know, it's amazing how much you can get hurt and how much you can skip and still manage to, like, it's like, you know, it's like the game gives you just enough to work with to live through it all. But this is a no-death run. This is a no-death run. It manipulates luck. And they are, of course, going for the fastest time possible. And it's pretty fast. I'll also try and point out some of the more noticeable improvements for time they could make. They've since discovered some things. But as far as actually trying to redo the whole entire run and, you know, optimizing all that, it may be a while. Hal said they wouldn't mess with it until, you know, they found some more and kind of cleaned everything up. But it's not much. I mean, they did an excellent job. I love Mayor Perkle. Kicked their butts, bit their heads off, spit in their eyes, made them wet their pants. When I first read the wet their pants, you know, I thought that was, like, so risque. Oh my god, they said wet their pants. But I'll talk about the translation more. That guy with the bald head that we just passed, he looks like that guy on the Jeffersons. I don't know his name, but there's some kind of pop culture stuff in here, too. Oh, and one thing I meant to read before I did this was, you can read about it some on the Wikipedia page for Earthbound, I think, but Shigesato, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I always say Itoi, but it's probably Itoi, Itoa, Itoa, I don't know. He was a big Beatles fan, and some of them could just be kind of rumors, but there's apparently a lot of, like, subtle Beatles references and stuff. Itoi, gosh, I don't even want to try and say his last name because I'm going to be butchering it every time I say it. he's kind of a peace love kind of guy. And along with moving the cursor before battles, pressing B to bring up the menu, that manipulates how the enemies spawn on screen and, like, them detecting you and running after you. And I will go into more detail. I tried to do my homework before doing this. Let me, I'm trying to kind of scan through some of this old thread to see what other kind of defunct ideas they came up with. Hal came in on the thread pretty quick. I think Dan got kind of fed up with trying to manipulate the luck. You know, they're re-recording every single turn over and over and over, trying to get smash attacks. You know, I don't even think they were using the frame advance or whatever. But, you know, they're trying over and over again, every single battle, over and over. And that gets pretty tiring after a while. Dan gave up, and actually, Hal almost gave up, but that's where Nitrodon came in. Hal was the player, Nitrodon did all of the hack work along there's a program called PK Hack. I've never used it, but you can get into Earthbound and find all the hard-coded info for items and drops and stuff like that. And before this, the attack slugs. Pretty sure. That's a one, that bomb right there, that was a 1 in 128 chance for them to drop those. So whenever he's got that menu up and he's pressing B and he's moving the cursor, you know, you're probably thinking to yourself, like, did it really need to take that long, you know? But trust me, I know that they did everything they could to make this as fast as possible and, you know, easy on the eyes, but that's why you didn't need to level. Because, right now you can get good drops like that, and I think he's going to get an extra bomb or two here in a second for up in the future, but the game opens up a lot as far as your variety of stuff you can do. But here's how it kind of works, and I'm going to explain this to the best of my knowledge. Every time you move the cursor, the game has, I don't know if any of you have any programming experience. I have what I would call little. I took a year in high school and, like, a semester in college of, like, Visual Basic, you know, not much. I made Pong. And I got programmer of the year in high school. That was pretty cool. But we messed with randomizing numbers and stuff. And what it does is every frame that you have pressing B to bring up that status, the random number generator, it starts changing. And every frame that it changes, when you get into battle or, like, there, he's using it like he's getting... Well, now that he's beaten the boss, these enemies are just, you know, running away in fear. But, it's changing this number that affects, you know, everything from, like, I think even, like, turns and what they're going to do, but at least definitely what they're going to drop. So, this kind of stuff would not work on console. And every time you move the cursor, whenever I first watched it, I thought it was like a timing thing, you know, like he could sit there on, like, bash if he wanted to, and, you know, attack right as soon as it was ready to where you get the bomb or whatever, but actually, moving the cursor changes the, anytime I refer to it now, I'm just going to call it the RNG, the random number generator. But, yeah, it says here in the notes, this is used everywhere in the tasks. Manipulates luck, encounter no enemies, manipulate order, manipulate first round attacks, everything. So, when they were first making this, Hal said that at first it was kind of a challenge, and, you know, the early stages they were trying to figure out how to get all this stuff to work. But once they got it, he said, then it became more like fun and not work, and... They met as kind of complete strangers, but Hal had loved the game for a long time, and he's from Quebec, and he said that this is what's mostly responsible for him even learning English, so that shows the power of Earthbound, bringing people together, which is another reason why I like TAS videos, a lot of people from around the world. Here's some cops, he's got 4 bombs. One for each of these first cops, and the RNG, not only does it affect turn, but I'm pretty sure it also, I just don't want to say anything that's incorrect, but it also can affect, you know, damage, and of course, getting the ever so awesome smash attacks. But whenever he, I think he's what level is he on? I think he's on, like, level 3, maybe 4, I think he's on 3, but... He said that the first couple of level ups were the only ones where they tried to manipulate, you know, getting more attack power. Excuse me. had a hiccup coming on there. Okay, no, he just went to, like, level 9 or something. Okay, I was way off. But, it was only the first couple of level ups where they tried to boost up the attack power some, because later on, they've got such a variety of things they can do, and, you know, the 1 or 2 points doesn't really matter. So that kind of, you know, rock candy trick gets out the window. And that guy just ran. But the 4 bombs, which is for the first 4 cops, does he have? He doesn't have any left. And I like how every time you use the Ness's attack, he uses that, for maybe the few of you who don't know, at the beginning of the game, whenever it asks you what your favorite thing is, and the default is rockin', you can put in whatever. But that's your special magic attack. And then there's your food. Every time you come home, Mom wants to make you, for me it was nachos, because that's like my mom's specialty that all my friends would go crazy over. And then, of course, the party members. I was actually one of the ones where, when I, the first RPG test that I ever watched was Final Fantasy, the original one on the NES, and I'm pretty sure it was done by the Axeman. And he named him, like, Biggs and Wedge and whatever else. And I was like, oh man, you know, he shouldn't have done that. He should have, like, made it as fast as he possibly could and saved, you know, those few frames. But especially since this was the first published run of Earthbound. I mean, first of all, you don't want to go through the whole game looking at, you know, some tiny name. I don't know, like, I don't know if you could name everybody. You probably can't have, you know, the same name more than once, but you have, like, AB, something, you know, stupid like that. Which actually, the don't care names, as they put it, is pretty fast, too. But it's like, this is the first submission. They're going to come up with plenty of stuff to change. I'm sure this will eventually be obsoleted. And even if it does and they keep the default names, I mean, it's like that little handful of frames you're losing. So I'm over it now. I'm kind of glad they kept it. I don't really think that getting the fastest time is so much the objective rather than really trying to show off games is kind of more what I'm interested in. And this bicycle kind of speeds things up for a while, but the only problem is that as soon as you get somebody else, even a teddy bear, you can't ride it anymore. And here he goes. You can ring the bell with, like, the L button, I think. Which, a tip for those of you who have played this, if you don't know, you can use L to talk to people. Does talking or, like, checking, you know, like, opening up a present, other than having to press AA to talk to somebody, you're like, A, and then going to check, and then opening up something. Apple Kid's room. It's a little stinky in here. He reminds me of this kid in high school, but I like everybody. Cute little mouse. I just got done burning the, whole Earthbound soundtrack on a CD once I figured out that lowering the quality, like, from, like, 128 kilobytes per second, I think is what it stands for. So, you should get the soundtrack. Da, 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 na, na, na. So, about the translation. I, as you may have heard me say, I don't know why other games didn't get somebody to make translations good like this. I don't know who did the translation. We might have to watch out for that in the credits. I don't know if it's there or not, but there's the mole I was talking about. Those moles always, like, kind of say something goofy, like giving you some little hint. And gosh, that reminds me, the hints in this game, like those, we'll probably see one eventually, but there's one in the first town hidden off in some little, you know, shack or whatever, but anytime you're stuck in this game, you can talk to the hint guy. So, it's stuff like that I wish they put in other games, but they don't. So this is a great game for just going through on your own. You don't even need a walkthrough or anything, and there's not really, you know, a whole lot to miss. I'm kind of a perfectionist, so I hate missing those, like, you know, one-of-a-kind items, and as soon as you miss it, you can't go back and get it, but Earthbound's pretty good about that. There's some things, but... So, I'm going to keep doing this over and over, interrupting myself. Nessus, I love his smile. And there's the magic butterfly. So much charm. I'm just too busy watching, just bringing back all these memories. And anyways, why didn't they do that for other games? I honestly, never really bothers me too much. Like, one game off the top of my head that a lot of people criticize for having, like, a really poor basic translation or whatever was Breath of Fire. And I love the Breath of Fire series. And, you know, they're like, oh, it was, like, really lame and, you know, it was dumb or whatever, but I didn't care about the translation, you know? They get the point across. Maybe reading it now, I don't know, maybe I'm just, like, dumbed down to it, you know? We will get magic or something, you know, something. It is pretty silly, but this game is just like, you know, somebody's just talking to you, and... Even now, there's plenty of games that come out that I know could get better translation or, for God's sakes, better voice acting. Now, that is something that bothers me. It doesn't need to be great, but when I'm playing a game, and especially if you can't, like, turn it off, and the voice acting is, like, so cheesy, and it's like, good lord, I hope somebody doesn't, you know, walk in my room and hear this. You'd never be able to dodge that UFO if you're playing this normally. Pencil eraser. We should make a list of all the things that make absolutely no sense, I think. I don't know. I hope drugs weren't involved in the making of Earthbound, because that would kind of taint it, don't you think? But then again, we've got... Is that, like, supposed to be... I think that falls later is called Grapefruit Falls, so... Is that grapefruit water? I don't know. I also didn't practice a whole lot for this commentary. I mean, yeah, I tried to read it, but it's like, yeah, if I'm going to be... I've looked at these notes maybe, like, one time. I didn't want it to be all scripted and stuff, so... Again, I'm just happy to have people here. The reason why I wanted to do this is because... I mean, this video is, like, great, and... I hope I do all of the work that was put into it justice, but... I know a lot of people have it, and, you know... You're either playing it on an AVI file, or you're playing it on your emulator... But most people, I don't think, would want to sit down and just watch it from beginning to end. If you do, that's cool. I don't have any problems with that. But I would think that it's kind of nice to have somebody kind of watching it here. So there's somebody else that's going to sit here and watch this for 3 hours and 27 minutes flat. But it's breezing by. I'm just happy to be sitting down and not at work. But the enemies, I don't know which I like better, like RPGs that have random battles or ones like this. I probably like this a little bit better because sometimes maybe you're just having a bad day or whatever, but you know, some games, the encounter rate is either way too high or it just seems like you just get into battles at like the worst times and that's so annoying. But here it is, you can kind of work with it. And the genius part of it is that if you're not... like, way stronger than the enemy. Basically, if the enemy's strong enough to where, if you fight it pretty fair, it's gonna be able to, like, do some damage to you, but once you get to the point where if you could fight whatever... And here... I think that's the only time that happens. Ness got a critical blow, but as long as you put in the finishing hit, or as long as you heal somebody before their counter goes down... Yet another awesome thing. And, like, none of these things have been duplicated, which is good, because, you know, I don't want to have to yell at games that are copying off Earthbound and take all the awesomeness away from it. But as long as you get the finishing hit in, or if you use, like, life up, like, the counter will be rolling down, and it'll, like, be, like, boom. Sometimes they'll hit you, and, like, let's say you've got, like, 100 HP. I know Guts affects how often you get critical attacks, but I think it also affects, like, sometimes you can survive hits that would have normally killed you, but, like, let's say you got 100 HP and somebody hits you for, like, 115, and sometimes, depending on the character, it'll, like, hit you, but it won't make that, like, boom, and the screen shakes, like, it won't kill you, it'll just take you down to one. But your counter will be rolling down, and the sooner you use life up on somebody, it'll go up. Or, like, earlier, there was a tree walking around, and I hate those trees. But, like, you kill it, and it bursts into flames, and, you know, it'll, like, hit you, and it, does, like, 300-some, some insane amount of damage or whatever to you that you would normally die from, but as long as you've got, you have to have a lot of health. Paula gave him the Franklin badge, hence the deflection of the lightning. And Car Painter just committed suicide. Franklin badge is just one of the many tools of destruction Nessa's got for the rest of this game. Helps a lot against some certain enemies coming up, and I always kept it on Paula because she's not normally going to survive a lightning attack. But the good thing is that, like, if you, like, let's say somebody's counter is going up because you just healed them or whatever, and it's trying to go up to the max, whatever their max HP is or whatever, and, like, let's say you finish the battle, it'll go ahead and roll it all the way up, but let's say, like, later in the game, you've got, like, 200 HP, and somebody, like, does a mortal blow. Even, like, whenever you finish the battle off and you finish it, it won't even go ahead and take you down to one. It'll just, like, stop it right there. So, part of the fun in Earthbound sometimes is, like, you actually, even though it's, like, wait time battles where the enemy's not going to do anything if you, you know, don't press something, but later on when you've got a lot of HP, it's, like, kind of a race against the clock to finish it out before somebody dies or whatever. And oh, sorry about that. I was trying to adjust my chair and my microphone cord was, like, hooked under my chair. Here we go. Alright. Totally lost my train of thought. Have no clue what I was talking about, but we've got Paula and the teddy bear now. Maybe I'll think of it here in a second. One of the possible spots where they could have saved some time, I don't think it's in these in the submission notes, but I think there's somewhere where maybe a teddy bear could have helped out, or it could be totally wrong. So far, the only things we've passed up for, I know some people are maybe interested in the things that could be improved upon, and maybe I'll try and, there's not too many that he's got listed, but, like, when somebody gives you a choice between yes or no, if you press B, that's basically, like, saying no to something. So whenever Buzz was like, did you understand my story, you know, he could have pressed B instead of going over to no. Saves 2 frames. Wow. Getting a pizza from Escape Punk, other than a mostly bad fly later, not, well, that's like 10 to 15 seconds. That's the stuff that's maybe worth mentioning. But the biggest one is later on in 3, I think. Yeah, and, well, no. I don't know. Can't find it. I don't want to, yeah, there, yeah. Teleport. Teleport to 3 instead of riding the, Runaway. Is it Runaway 4 or Runaway 5? I think it's Runaway 5. Paula's getting some major level ups. This is probably the second thing I can think of that I could say, other than the naming all the cool stuff at the beginning of the game. The other cool moment was, once you can get Paula to live through her first battle, and that's a good one to do it in, it's like she gains tons of levels, and that always feels nice. I think Earthbound has really good, diverse characters. No one's really too similar. Ness is definitely the best. I mean, he can heal, he's got that really good rockin'. It's probably the best kind of all around. It's kind of like a non-elemental spell. Sometimes it doesn't work on certain enemies. There, he used an exit mouse and saved a whole lot of time. That's why he got it earlier. And you're going to see him taking some time to pick up some weird little items here and there. And you're going to maybe ask yourself, why did he just do that? Well, those questions will be answered when we get to Down Under the Ground in the Desert. And anyways, Paula's got definitely the strongest magic. If you fight like a big group of enemies and they're all like in a huge row, like if you fight a bunch of slugs or a bunch of whatever, you know, like fire can take them all out. And the freeze spells are the best for bosses. And thunder, not great, but it's all right. Jeff, Bottle Rocket, need I say more? And then Pooh is hits pretty hard. I'd say probably my favorite thing about him was actually just the fact that he could heal with magic too, and he was the only other person that could like reliably, like easily bring people back from dying and stuff. Is it just me, or does the teddy bear look like when it goes to the little top view, it has like a white mustache, like it's like an old teddy bear or something? It's like an old man dressed up in a bear suit. I think we saw Mr. T earlier. I should have pointed that out. I haven't played this game. I played it last fall, so it hasn't been too long, but even then I kind of forget. It's like one of those things where you think about it and it's like, oh yeah, Earthbound's a good game, but I don't know if I'd ever play it again, or like, you know, you kind of forget how good it is, and then you play it through again, and you're like, oh man, I love this game so much. One thing that I'll go ahead and mention is that there's plenty of people who don't like Earthbound, and to them we say, screw you, right? But they don't like it because of the graphics, or, you know, the battles aren't flashy enough or whatever, and that's just no reason to not like a game. But that's really the only complaint I've ever heard from Earthbound, is just the graphics aren't good enough, and I don't know, they're not impressed with the battles or something. But I don't know how you can't give credit to how good the battle system is. Ness got a wad of bills. That's another sync spot for you. If you are taking a lot of breaks, like, another thing you can do, just besides, like, hitting pause and then play on one of them to delay it a little bit until it kind of catches up to the other one, is that look at the time of the video and then look at the time of whatever you're using to play my commentary, and look at that difference of time, and then anytime you just want to throw both of them on and just jump to, you know, like the middle of the game or something, you can just put one ahead or behind however many seconds they're delayed, and that should pretty much solve your problems. Here we go, I'm backstage. Yeah, it's the Runaway Five. They're all, like, kind of Blues Brothers, like, you know, you go in there and talk to them, they're like, oh, we got soul, and, you know, ain't got no money. This is, unavoidable, but, you know, we get to watch the awesome show. There was a guy, I think he was, like, either standing up by the stage or sitting in a chair earlier. I think he's the guy who's like, I just farted or something, so. Earthbound's got fart jokes, too. I don't mind fart jokes and you know, potty humor, but the only thing I never really thought was funny was vomit stuff. I don't know. Not a big fan of vomit jokes. I was, whatever. And see, like, this is one of those songs where you hear it and it's like, I know I've heard this, and even if it's your first time listening to it, it's like you already know the melody, and it's like, where did it come from? I don't know. And we've got like a fluorescent floor. I don't get that either. It's like we're walking on plexiglass or something. It was designed by the Butabi brothers. And I know it does it later when you give the woman the diamond, but if you try to talk to him from the front, he's all like, oh, what, you got something to say to me? You know, I can't understand you. You're going to need to come closer. So the game makes you go over there right to the side and show him the bills. doing her a good deed for the day, freeing these guys. How about that bus? What does it say on the side? I don't know. Oh, yeah. It's kind of another highlight, you know. It's kind of, this little bus ride makes you feel like you just did something cool. And he didn't talk to Orange Kid. I don't know if you ever have to talk to him. I'm sure you do sometime. And how many of you... Here it comes. Hold on. That little present right there just passed. How many of you were on that bus and you saw that present and then you, like, tried to backtrack all the way just so you could get that present? And it's like a... I don't know what it is. Hopefully it's like a skip sandwich or something so you can run back to wherever you came from. Or maybe some of you actually explore everything and found that rather quickly. I have this one friend, his name is Jason, and when we play a game, I swear, oh man, he does it for everything, but let me try and, like, we were playing Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater, and he was just in that first little section of the forest, and he was in, like, even, like, before he got his, like, backpack off the tree, he was just walking around for, like, 30 or 45 minutes, you know, like, checking stuff out. I'm like, dude, you know, are you gonna be doing this the entire game? Like, I'm all for trying to find stuff, and I mean, he was just going so slow, and then even whenever he got it, we're, like, walking through the forest, and he, I'm getting way off track. He'd see a guy and took like 5 minutes just to sneak up on somebody. That's just too much. Those were well-planned purchases. The T-ball bat. I think that's what that was. I can't rewind because that's going to interrupt my commentary. I've got this plan for a single segment recording because I thought that'd be best. I didn't want to kind of come back after a breather and try to get back in the groove or, you know... thought this would be the most naturalistic approach. I also tried messing with the mic a lot. I took JXQ's advice, and this is 32 kilobytes per second, I think. I like the way my voice sounds better now. It's not so bad. I think the problem, whenever I first tried recording, it was like, I think the quality was almost like too good. It just sounded too weird. I don't know. This is freaky, too. This game is... Hold on, I got it right here. This game is rated... Kids to adults. Ages 6 and up. And here you're following this, like... Here you're, like, following this hooker or something. Do you think they're gonna find a way out? I do. Yeah, we're already at like 42 minutes. Maybe I won't get a chance to talk about everything. Let's try and think of something else to describe how much work they put. Okay, well, let me... Hal emailed me. I kind of gave him a small little interview. I couldn't think of a whole... I had a lot of stuff that I wanted to ask him. Some of it I didn't really think would be work well with the commentary, but he said that... doing this, once they figured out how to use PK Hack and get everything to do just what they wanted to, he said it was more fun than work, and he said that him and Nitrodon were working on this for like, you know, 8 hours plus a day, or he said there was at least one day where, you know, they stayed up until like 3 or 4 a.m. and then went to bed and then got up and then just like started work right on it again. So I think that's awesome. They went from, you know, struggling with trying to, you know, do it themselves and try and come up with all these crazy ways. This run would have been, way longer. So, I'm happy it worked out, and I'm glad we get to see this. And I'm assuming that they're probably going to be the ones to maybe top themselves again, making this audio commentary obsolete along with the video, so... I'm not planning on doing another one, but, you know, hopefully that I don't, like, crank one out in the next couple of days. That would kind of suck, but I would assume that they're probably going to be the ones to top themselves, if somebody else did, as long as they give credit where credit is due. And there he had to do that. He has to, like... This is the bad key machine. See? There's Earthbound's little shot at, kind of American advertising. Kind of like NyQuil, the nighttime sniffling, sneezing, so you can get to sleep medicine. You know, something stupid like that. And you have to get the pop gun, because if you try and leave, I don't know, if somebody comes over and says, or maybe that Tony guy is like, hey, you're going to need some protection. Got to bring some heat with you, Jeff. Going to be fighting some gruff goats and whatnot. He will cost you a buck. You've got yourself a deal. Let's go, monkey. Bubble monkey? Sounds good. We'll go with it. Alright. Fat cheek son. That's cheeky monkey. And that monkey normally does that. You kind of walk in, it's like, huh? What? Oh, wait up! Wait up! I think he gets distracted easily. We haven't gotten teleport yet, so that'll probably speed things up more. I liked winter a lot, too. I used to love snow, but man, after this year, I live in good old mid-Missouri, and the weather here has been crappy. It just snowed, and this is like April, and I'm, you know, that doesn't work for me. I got kind of sick of cold weather. I still like snow, but whenever I first played this game, I know you're going to keep hearing my stories. I'd love to hear, and oh yeah, by the way, if anybody ever wants to email me or message me, feel free. My email address is napstrpsx@gmail.com. I will talk to you about Earthbound. I will talk to you about games. I'll give you relationship counseling. All for free, because all my friends have moved away. We communicate online. This is one game I'll never get rid of. I don't care how old I get. I'll be an old man and I'll still be watching Tessie right over to me with a monkey on top. I like Tessie's little fixed expression. I love water. Oh yeah, good day. Jeff is just like, man, I feel like a, you know, I'm riding off into the magical land of Narnia or something. This is kind of like the bus trip. I don't know how much people like it, but I'm sure when you're doing it, I don't know. I always like, or especially when you're stuck in an RPG and you finally find the person that you needed to talk to get the game going, you're like, oh, thank God, I finally figured it out. And when you're riding on a big purple monster, you know you're going somewhere. Bye-bye. That was strange. But let's go. More games really should have taken lessons. So we've got customizing everything. That was genius. The way enemies attack you. Genius. The ability for instant wins. That was good. Hippies. Grumpy old men. Like annoying old party person. Worthless protoplasm. I don't know if anybody's on Facebook, or if you've heard of Facebook, facebook.com. I've been on it for a while. I mean, I'm not on a whole lot, but I'm in an Earthbound group, and my officer title is Worthless Protoplasm, because, I don't know. I always liked the Worthless just kind of stares off, and I think he's a humble guy. The Bubble Monkey is about as helpful as... Did Picky attack? I think Picky attacked. Well, he was about as helpful as you were in your first battle. Although sometimes, I think, doesn't the monkey have like two attacks? That was not... Ness's dad is not a phone, but he pretty much is. But that was... if you talk on that phone with Jeff, you don't talk to Ness's dad. You talk to... is it Tony? I can't... Gosh, should have been watching. I'm not reading the text. Maybe you are. But, he's just checking up on you and, you know, giving you your little words of encouragement or whatever. If you die in this game, you really don't lose progress. I mean, you just lose, like, half your money, and you go back to the last spot you saved, but you don't just lose all your progress, which is nice, because, like, at the beginning, the only really good things to fight for experience are, like, the sharks, or trying to mess around in that cave, and when you're starting off, and there's the sanctuary boss, you can't... If you try fighting him with Jeff, I forgot quite what he says. He either says, like, you don't have enough power, or bring a friend to take me on, or something like that. Stonehenge. This game is responsible for my love of Stonehenge. I've never been there, but, like, that's, like, the one... More than even, like, going to, like, Japan or something like that, I've always wanted to go to Stonehenge. It's just, like, rocks, grass, sky. I don't know. It just seems like... I don't know, it's like peace, but I don't know what it's like up there. It's just like everybody's taking photos, or hopefully it's as cool as I think it is. I'm reading this message. Get in, let's go together in 10 years. That's his dad. He's kind of like, what's up, dad? Never paid your, child support. Never hear about Jeff's mom. This game, maybe Mr. Shigesato. We're just going to go with Shigesato. I don't know. He must have had... I think he had some family issues or something. Skyrunner's taking off. This music that gets me going. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. But I think he must have had a dysfunctional family. You got Pokey's family. He's a little whacked up. Your dad's a phone. Jeff's dad is just kind of like, oh, hey, what's up? I've never, haven't seen you in forever. Here you go. No hug, no nothing. He has no mom. Paula's parents, they're okay. She's got the healthy, protective dad. Everything's cool there. And Pooh, he's just kind of his own man. You know, he's a womanizer. This little melody kind of makes me think of a part in Come Sail Away. Maybe it's because you're sailing away, but that little, I don't know, kind of sounds similar, I think. Do-do-do. If you have not played this or haven't heard of it, there's a guy in this game who says fuzzy pickles. Like, there's a lot of spots in the game where you walk over a certain spot and it's like dun 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 dun, and he comes down and he's like spiraling from the sky. And he's like, oh, this is perfect for a photographic moment, and whips out his camera, and you're just kind of standing there like staring, and the screen like comes down like a camera shutter. Click. And then he spins back up into the air, and I can't remember the exact number of how many he has to visit, but he skips, like, there's one just, like, right, if you go up that little path there to the left, there's a tombstone, you walk there, like, if you walk on that spot, he'll come down and take a picture. And what's kind of cool, if you didn't know, is that, boom! He's black. If you get your picture taken while you're dead, or, like, you're looking like an angel, or if you've got, like, a teddy bear behind you, they show the whole photo album, kind of, at the end of the game, and, like, if you were dead or if you had a teddy bear, then they showed that. So, kind of interesting. I don't know what happened to that text box there just a second ago. Maybe that's just me playing this, or maybe that just didn't carry over or something. Look at that. They're helpless. And that don't enter, I think if you read that, it says do not enter. I would have thought it said don't enter. And one of my... Here's an enemy. That'd have been creepy if his money would have been 666, 656. Let's see how he takes care of this guy. Look at that. Just prayed for like 230 damage. Praying does not work too well in the game. If you see, she does it some here at the beginning, and then you kind of don't see it for a while, but if you're sitting here thinking, oh my god, Paula's like a broken character, she's so friggin' strong or whatever, but really, that praying is like, prayers don't really get answered too often. Sometimes you'll heal like a little bit on each person. Freeze Beta, that's a good spell she just got a second ago. The prayer isn't too reliable, and it can actually even hurt you or like put you in funky status effects. Which status effects? That was something I was going to talk about earlier. If you get nauseous, you're like hitting yourself and you're losing like tons of health. The poison in this game is pretty killer. But like, I think this game could win an award for like most interesting status effect. If you go for a long time without calling your mom, you get homesickness. And like during battle, when you try to do something with Ness, it'll be like Ness suddenly thought of steak or whatever. I keep wanting to say nachos. Finished a pretty unique invention. It's called zombie paper. It kind of works like flypaper. You've seen at least one tin around, right? You can catch a lot of zombies. We're terrorizing the area with this paper. I like their text effects. Sometimes they'll like slow down words, or like they'll have that like pause, or you know, they do different things. That's a cute little touch. I was just reading that text. As the little contrived pizza guy comes over, happens to find you, but I don't see a reason why we can't, you know. It's okay. Put it on the floor and just go right out. That stuff must, like, roll out on its own, or maybe he just put it right on the doorway and they try to walk in, they step at it, and they carry it in, and all dying. This stuff kind of freaked me out, too. I don't know. I don't know why. It just seems kind of crazy now, but... That's the key right there, those guys leaving that spot. They're coming in for their nightly party. There's that guy waiting at the door. He, at any hotel you go to, they always read you the morning's headlines, kind of gives you a little, I don't know, heads up of kind of where you're at in the game. Not only does the B button help with, you can use it to prevent enemies from spawning totally, but it also can, like, make them not detect you and they don't chase you, like I said earlier. Or, like, you know, they don't make a beeline like they normally do. A trick you can do on console that's pretty reliable. I mean, it works pretty well. If you're, like, about to die or if you really don't want to fight, what you can do is, like, you can kind of walk on, and as soon as you see an enemy that you know is probably going to get you, if you can't find, like, a tree to go around or something, just kind of, like, step back off screen. Like, you know, like maybe 5 or 6 steps away, and then come back up and they'll be gone. And you, like, keep doing that as you go up. But pressing B, that random number generator, I mean, it affects it, like, what you do even before the battle affects in battle. Did he just, like, puke on the teddy bear? Gonna have to leave behind now. Oh, baby. There's like, oh, baby, sweet, awesome. There was the sweet. But yeah, you can't just like have awesome level ups every time. The level ups are pretty set in stone. So if you were wondering whether or not, you know, you could have keep using awesome level ups to keep getting like massively strong, doesn't really work that way. You can adjust it a little bit. Point here, point there. Like, I had one level up. I mean, some level ups in this game, I mean, their HP can really jump up a lot. See, like, their protein drink? I wonder. Oh, the special surprise is coming. I should have mentioned this earlier to get people's interest going, but I have a special treat for our 3-minute wait. You might need to turn down the volume. I don't know how loud you've got your video. Probably not blaring it, but I'm going to probably need you to turn down your volume, so I'm going to research, but I'll get to that later. I tried to think of something. I was like, yeah, what could I do for the break? I could just talk. I could tell a joke. Oh. I have a bunch of Earthbound sound effects on my computer. It makes that noise when I get like an error message. It's like a do-do-do-do-do. Or like that sound effect when you learn a new spell, that da-da-da-da-da-da. That happens. Like, it does that whenever I plug in something. And then whenever I unplug something, it's the noise of buzz-buzz dying. So, yeah. I'm pretty into Earthbound. It's pretty sad. Okay, let me get my treat ready. It's not even ready. Oh man, I hope this works okay. It worked okay earlier. You're probably thinking, what could it be? I think everyone's gonna like this. There may even be some. This does have to do with Earthbound, and there's a. I'm trying to find something on my computer, but I can see he's getting his picture taken. Alrighty. It is ready to go. I'm gonna. Oh, he's waiting. Alright. Here we go. Here's your special treat. This is gonna last about a minute and a half. And what it is, for those of you who didn't know, there is a hidden track on the cartridge that is never played in the game. But if you download the entire soundtrack somewhere online, this is the hidden track that never made it. So I'm going to hold the microphone really close to my speaker. It may be kind of faint, but here goes. Okay. Hopefully everything is okay now, and I hope that recorded okay. That was the track that did not get used in the game. Just kind of a little ambient, kind of freaky sound. I don't know where they could have used it. You can kind of hypothesize that on your own. I really hope I didn't just, like, totally screw up how I'm recording or something. It should be okay, but I don't want to record for, like, 2.5 hours and be like, man, I just totally butchered that. But what I was going to try and do was, like, figure out how to have that playing with the track, but I need, like, you know, have it playing full quality just like you'd hear it on your computer or whatever, but that would have involved cutting and splicing, and I wanted to stick to my single run. I'm going to take a drink real quick. And we're in. One of my favorite drinks, I don't know if your local McDonald's offers this, but ours has where you get ice, you can add cherry, vanilla, or the blue raspberry. I get a cherry, vanilla, blue raspberry, Dr. Pepper. I love that. But I like weird drinks. I miss Pepsi Blue, and I don't know. I like some energy drinks like Green Monster. Uh-oh. Okay, it really did a lot of damage. Items like the insecticide spray, that's like for insects, obviously. And that's where he got the pizza. I guess earlier he could have just gotten it from one of those auto-win things, whatever you want to call it. But there's also, like, a rust promoter for robots and stuff. Even though you may think that most of the graphics in Earthbound have, maybe they're not fantastic, those backgrounds, I mean, those seem like pretty good for Super Nintendo, as far as using its hardware and stuff. There's the ugly Master Belch. He's just like barfing right in your face. Belching right in your face. Well, he belched, barf, whatever. It's like a big pile of puke with fangs. There's Jeff's awesome bottle rocket. I actually kind of like the moving the cursor like that. I don't know. It never annoyed me or anything, but it's kind of like, oh yeah, we're getting ready for the big hit, bam. And thankfully these boss fights give a lot of experience, so that's helping out. Oh boy, that rocks. Good level ups. Jeff is not feeling too hot. I wouldn't either. It's like big piles of puke on the floor. That's not good. Oh yeah, Mr. Saturn. Everybody's favorite. I guess Ness is probably going to be in Super Smash Bros. Brawl. I don't know how good it'll be. But everybody gonna finally got to see Mr. Saturn was one of the trophies in Super Smash Bros. Melee. I'm not a huge Super Smash Bros. Fan, so I don't think I'm crazy about it. And those mushrooms, good grief. I'm pretty sure those can do it. I know those ones earlier could. They get the mushroom on your head, and it messes with your controller. Like, it kind of keeps changing. Sometimes it's completely backwards, or it'll go normal for a while, or, like, up will be right, and right will be down, and all that kind of stuff, but in battle, when you're, like, hitting yourself and stuff, there's a rust promoter, you just can't do anything, and you go back to the hospital, and then you come and try and, like, go through again, and, like, when they, like, I had a time where they must have put it on me, like, 4 or 5 times in a row. That was just so frustrating. I was trying to fight that. I don't know if I was trying to go to that sanctuary boss down by, the blue, happy blue village or whatever. Happy blue village. Whatever. Whatever that place is called. Let's kind of get the, notes going here so I can actually try and give some credit to Hal and Nitrodon for all the cool stuff they found. He says there were a couple of 100% encounters here. We didn't have a choice but to fight them, but he got the surprise opening attack on both of them. I think this, maybe, yeah, this is probably, yeah, this was the boss I was trying to get to. When you're crying, your accuracy goes way down, and if you're trying to use a slingshot, bam. Oh man, those bottle rockets are so awesome. First you think the bottle rocket's cool, and then you get the big bottle rocket, then you get the multi-bottle rocket, and it's like, wah, 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 bam, does like so much damage. I love it. But and the freeze, like I said, good for the bosses. And just like the Titanic ant, his little cronies went down with him. Anyways, we're going to be coming to the desert soon. And this game is just moving right along. He's got, in his submission comments, the game is divided up into 50 scenes, and I think they're this, like, if you go to starmen.net, they're, like, the same. I think they use the same titles that are on that site. I could be wrong. But there's 50 scenes total, and we're already in 17. Adding to the melody. If you always have your soundstone on you, on Ness, and if you ever just, like, use it in your items, it'll take you to the screen. We'll see it later when he gets the final melody. But if you just use it normally, it'll take you to the little screen where it has, like, 8 boxes going around a circle, one for each part of the melody, and whichever ones you've gotten so far, it'll, like, play through those, and, you know, they keep building on each other and going around. And if you didn't know, I'm pretty sure that, like, as you get more, it kind of, like, slowly adds in, like, more kind of backgrounds in the beginning. Like, let's say all you've got is the big step or the giant step or whatever. It's just kind of bland, and then you get more and more, and it's kind of, like, building, and, like, then whenever you play it from start to finish, it's, like, got the full kind of score going. Actually, I don't know. Maybe I'm just partial to this run. I just kind of like that little menu just kind of popping up. Just like, boop. Yeah. Beep boop. This is better than any movie you'll watch. Another reason why I did this is, honestly, I just like audio commentaries, period, for any, like, I worked at a, kind of, I don't know if I should be saying this because I'm not too proud of the job, but I worked at a movie gallery for a couple of years. We live in a pretty dry job market area, so honestly that was one of the better jobs. The pay was horrible, and yet people came in every single day to apply. The only reason why I got the job is because the manager, like, kind of knew me through. Some of my friends went to her church or something, but I rented movies a lot, and I just kind of, I usually try to have 2 TVs in my room, and while I'm playing games, I, like, if I'm just grinding or, like, just going through some old game or whatever, we were, like, always encouraged to watch the new movies, so I'd rent them and have those playing while I was playing games, and then after I'd watched them, if I was still awake, if I thought the movie was worth listening to. And I really like this soundtrack here, this updated 3 soundtrack. This is one of the songs that, even to this day, it just kind of pops in my head, that da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Yeah. You probably don't want to hear me hum that much, but if I liked a movie enough, I would listen to the audio commentary. Kind of interested to see what they do. I wanted this to kind of be a mix of just a guy talking, keeping you company, yet trying to point out some things. Faster than walking? Faster than a bicycle? The Easy Hod Bus. It looks like Easy something bus on the top of the bus. I don't know. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. That's a smooth road. That's an easy ride there. That bus is just like, it's like the bus is just like floating there, and then, you know, it's like a cartoon background kind of going behind it. Drugs. We've reached a bad spot. And then we have a pileup. Anybody been there? One family trip, our car broke down. It was really hot, and man, people were not happy. It was pretty rough. That mole couldn't be avoided either. But not like it's a big deal. I'm going to adjust my mic here. Sorry if you get a little crackling. If I put the mic, I kind of like the way, I think my voice sounds better, a little bit more lively if the mic is close to my mouth, but I get more occasional popping and whatnot. But if I push it away, and I don't want to sound like I'm all faint, and I know sometimes I trail off. This is a cool song. Kind of like a radio playing behind, you know, things that are going on outside. Another good deed, feeding a hungry man. And the wonderful, is it like a, gosh, it's like things are escaping me. Only because, not so much that I can't remember, but I just don't want to say the wrong thing and sound like a, you know, poser or something. But there's like the piece of salt and the piece of little grain of pepper up there in the desert or whatever. And it's like a little love story going back and forth. You go talk to one, it's like, oh, tell him this and that, and I miss him or whatever, and you just, like, kind of, you're, like, trekking back and forth across the desert and stuff. It's pretty neat. And see, like, that desert didn't really seem like it was that long, but when you're just wandering around it, it seemed like it was, like, whenever I used to play through it, it seemed like that took forever. And then you finally get past that pileup. And then there's, like, the three little Hispanic slot guys. Fun game. I like mini games. Does this kind of remind you of, this is the Tapala Theater. What was that other one called? I don't know. Ho 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 ho. That's a lot of hoes. Takes one to know one. Oh, so you want a diamond? We'll go get you a diamond. Oh, my AVI file just kind of paused up some there. Hopefully you're not all off sync. Okay, butterfly. Just walked past the butterfly. Butterfly flew away. Walking. Another magic butterfly. And we black up here. We're on the bridge. All right. Hopefully we're all together now. Those magic butterflies, if you're wondering, they, maybe you played through and you still didn't know what they're doing. I didn't, my first time or two. I just got them and they made me feel relaxed. That was all I knew. But they recover like 20 psychic points for each person. PP. Teehee. Back to the desert, and then look at this. This guy's got this baby drilled out. Got the healer, and if you walk in the desert too much, did he just totally avoid that or something? I don't know. Normally when you're walking through, you get the sun, you get the, do they call it a stroke? I don't know. Is it the stroke status? I don't know. It's like something. But it's kind of like poison. This is funny, too. I believe I'm the third strongest among us. There are five. Number three. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. I can just imagine what was going. We got rockin' beta now. Offense up alpha. I can only imagine what that person was thinking while they're designing that number three background. Like, this is so genius. Okay, so we took out number three. Let's see what else awaits us. And I wasn't a big fan of this dungeon. Haven't seen any, but there's, like, spiders that poison you, and kind of tough. Good difficulty for this game. I like it. Kind of keeps you on your toes. I mean, I don't know. If you prepare really well, like if you've got plenty of bottle rockets, then the game may not be too bad. But if you're just trying to kind of go through and not do anything too out of the way, then it provides a good challenge in that limited inventory space. I'm really the third strongest. Lord. I think we all know where this is headed, even if it's your first time watching. But, again, lost my train of thought. Cripes. Oh, yeah. Good difficulty. Like, I mean, you can't, it stays pretty fair. And with the, like, monsters running to and away from you, you can always kind of gauge how strong you are, and if you ever need to level up, if you ever just, like, I paused because I was wondering if you needed to talk to her, but I guess if you just talked to the, I thought you had to talk to the exit mouse to get him. I never got the exit mouse, probably because my inventory was, like, completely full by now. But, oh yeah, I was talking about the limited inventory. You really can't hold that much, especially, like, when it's just Ness, and you're trying to, like, hold on to all the stuff you think you need, and you get a lot of stuff, if you're doing everything, you get a lot of stuff in the game that you don't need, or, like, you use it once or twice, and then, you know, like, the pencil eraser, I don't know, I mean, you use it later, but that was a nice level up. That's why I got rid of the Soundstone one time, and I don't think it lets you fight the Sanctuary bosses if you don't have your Soundstone on you. And then, anyways, then you get, like, your second party member, and you're like, oh gosh, finally I got all this extra space, and that gets filled up, and then you get Jeff and Pooh, and once you get Pooh, it kind of eases up. I don't know about you guys, but, or gals, got some gals watching, that's awesome. My girlfriend has seen, and, she hasn't actually played Earthbound, but she's played some other games. She's not a big gamer, but if I beg her to try something out, then she'll do it. She knows I am, like, a closet video game freak. I really don't talk about it too much. I try to keep it quiet. I like, you know, today, I don't know, we might go, like, see a movie or something. I was like, I'm going to need a 3.5-hour block where I cannot talk to anybody. She's like, why? I was like, I'm doing this commentary for this game. You remember Earthbound? She actually remembered it. She's like, yeah. It's like, well, there's this website where these people play a game. I was trying to, like, put it in layman's terms, or, you know, I try not to, like, I never try to make things sound too geeky, because, I don't know, sometimes that annoys me when people are talking about computers, like, and they're, you know, like, they know, you know, they're talking to somebody, and they know that they don't know everything about computers, and they're trying to sound all smart, like, oh, I converted this from, you know, whatever, unzipped the RAR file and did blah, 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 you know, it's really not that complicated, but they're trying to make it sound like they're, you know, some computer genius or something. But so, anyways, I was just like, there's this website where people, who cleared out all the monsters with that kill, but they play games on their computer, and they can use the computer to, like, slow down the game and play it perfect, kind of like The Matrix, even though she hates The Matrix. I don't have any strong feelings one way or the other about The Matrix, but she's like, oh, that's cool. I was like, yeah, I gonna do this commentary for that's somebody playing through Earthbound from beginning to end. It normally takes, like, you know, whatever, like 10 to 20 hours or whatever. She's like, oh, that's cool, just call me when you're ready. It's like, alright. I'll go ahead and sync us up again. He just hit the exit, black. There we are, we're sweating. And crazy photography, man. Pictures taken instantaneously. Fuzzy pickles. Click. Yeah, it'll bring back the fondest memories from, you know, an hour or two ago. Oh, wait. Did I say something about a diamond earlier? Maybe I did. No, yeah, we gave him the diamond, didn't we? I'm lost. I don't know. I'm trying too hard to predict what's going on. I obviously don't know this game as well as I thought I did. Maybe I did, but it's kind of hard. Anyways, that was scene 18. Oh, yeah, I remember this now. Because I remember the last time I played through this game, I was trying to make sure I had talked to everybody I need to, and I'm like, man, where am I going whenever I go back to Foresight, and then you're walking on that bridge, and I was like, okay, gosh, I got it now. And I just, I kind of slapped down my paper in frustration, and it paused the video. Okay, Crane just disappeared, and we're walking. Man, I apologize for that. You got Foreside, and then the trend of the towns, you know, having the... I like how we cut up there to get to the exit the fastest. The trend of the names going like 1, 2, 3, 4, and on just stopped here, at Foreside. And Onnit, is it pronounced Onnit? Like, that's the only way I can imagine it making sense. Onnit, Tucson, and Threed. I'm going to talk about Halligan some because if you're listening, I really appreciate you giving me a chance to ask you some questions, but is that not awesome that he learned English from this game? I mean, I don't know. Like, and I have my rant for people who don't like test videos. I'll get to that. Like, I've never gotten to share it. I always, like, had this, like, thing, like, oh, I shouldn't even say this because I get so mad. But, like, I'll go on YouTube and, you know, there's some test videos up there. And, drives me insane, like, the stuff that people say. And they're like, oh, it's like, stupid and dumb or whatever. Like, what's the point of, like, using an emulator, you know? Like, you're not a man if you use an emulator. It's like, okay, it's not somebody... I'm already into the rant now. I guess I can do it while this show's going on. This show reminds me of, even the seating. Like, Final Fantasy III's, opera scene. Get those guys just sitting there in that band, like, going crazy, like, strum, 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 strum. Their violins and whatnot, but... this isn't the show I thought it was. I'm thinking of, Venus, when she's got that... just doing the weird, whiny singing. That's kind of how Celis did the opera singing. Yeah, I'll talk while this is going on, because I don't think any of us are going to wet our pants over the excitement of this. Although, I like that guy in the left's earrings. That's pretty sweet. But, and that symbol, just kind of tilting back and forth. So they're all like, oh, you're not a man if you use an emulator and stuff like that, you know. It's like, okay, the point is, it's not some guy saying... hey, I beat this game, but I used an emulator, you know? Because I think people think that when they're watching a tool-assisted speedrun, that... I hope they got permission for that, driving the bus up on stage. Yeah, like, that would work. That was an abrupt end. Anyways. You know, I think when they're watching a tool-assisted speedrun, they're like, okay, I'm watching a guy go through a game without dying or without getting hit if it's like a no damage thing or something. But it's more than that, as I hope all of you know. I've never done a TAS run, as you'll see. I'm like a complete newbie on TAS videos. I've got tons of the videos, but I just never posted just because I don't know. I read a lot of the threads and stuff, but I guess I just never felt like I had anything to say. Like, sometimes I thought I had improvements idea, and I may have been right on some of them. Because I'm not, like, stupid when it comes to games, but I know there's always a reason. I'll watch these videos, you know, and, like, that's why they have submission comments, because everybody's like, oh, you could have changed that. But they're thinking. They're smart. Big bottle rocket. It's stock up time. Man, they really juiced up the cash. You can only hold, like, 99,999 in your, like, hand, like that or whatever. But in the ATM, I think it holds a whole nother digit or whatever. So, just a little FYI there. That's still a lot of money, though. That's good. Although, once you get to Summers, that's pretty expensive. I'm not even going to apologize anymore for interrupting myself, because that's just apparently the way it's going to be. But back to the people who are watching this. Anyways, you're watching them, and you know, you see something, and you know, they're thinking, they know that this is, you know, you thought this could be improved, but there's like a reason behind everything they do. But like, oh snap. And then I can't talk because all this awesome stuff is going on. I heard somebody, or I read somebody else say this. I think it was Hal. I could be wrong, but somebody said that they remember this being really hard. And I think they're right. I think this was hard. Especially if you're not ready. Like, if you're ready, you know to, like, okay, I really need to not die. Because, like, there's, like, those hot coffee mugs and, not to be confused with hot coffee mods. And, like, those record things or whatever. Like, you only got you and Jeff, and if you die, you're pretty much screwed unless you can bring him back to life. But that's why he got big battle rockets. I don't know how many of those he's about to use. But that part's tough. Those presents, I mean, normally you can't outrun those or get around them. Oh, he almost said you're going to burn in hell, but then they looked over at that kids to adults label, and they thought different. Look at that. This guy's a monster. Okay, so, well, I'm sure he also manipulated that so that it would, like, kill him in one shot or something, but, okay, if you don't have a big battle rocket, good luck with that fight, because I died there multiple times, I'm sure. Alright, now can I go back to talking before I feel the need to comment on something that's going on? Those are cool stores. This really felt like a department store. That escalator, if you watch, it doesn't quite follow their feet exactly. I always, like, watch that. It slowly gets off. Like, there, he's kind of, he went down a step or whatever, but still good. Anyways, that really felt like a department store. So, props to whoever designed that. There's the mouse who, like, knew that was going to happen. But the first tool-assisted video I ever watched, and this was probably back in, whew, it may have been as early as sometime in 2005. I don't know. I didn't join the site until just like the end of last year, and I forget why I even joined the site. I posted something. I don't remember what, but it was a Super Metroid run on, I think part of it, somebody put part of it up on YouTube. I don't know if it stayed or whatever, but I thought it was like amazing, because like I used to try to speedrun Super Metroid just by myself. I had never watched videos. Like, I read some rumors online about what the world record was, and I wasn't going for world record material or anything. And Everdread, he skipped the fight with him earlier. That was one of the, this isn't really a game that has any big sequence breaks, really, but that's, I would definitely say it qualifies as one. And he gives you that wad of bills, but see, I paid attention. I know some stuff. Yeah. But I used to try to speedrun it, and I didn't have any help. I didn't know about all the crazy tricks you can do and stuff, and my best time, I never saved, like most people. Like, I was on game, I call it GameFAQs. I am on GameFAQs a lot, but I don't even post there a lot, very rarely, because I just don't like most of the people on the site, but that's just me. They would talk about all the tricks, and the people that would speedrun it there, you know, they'd cut it up into segments and try to get the best time in the end. Well, I always just did it from beginning to end and never saved, you know, and tried to just get through as fast as I could. I think the best time I ever got just trying to go through it from start to finish was like 55 minutes at the end time. That's all right for not knowing anything. I didn't skip it, like the mini-bosses or anything, but that's way away from this. I'm sorry. Just trying to give some background on how I got into this. But then I was like, what? There's all these other ones? That's crazy. And then I just really like fell in love and saw how much art there was to it. This place is Welcome to Moonside. He's already got the guy with the gold tooth following him, which, isn't he one of the Mr. T lookalikes or something? And I've gotten stuck here before. I keep going the same way and talking to the same people, and it's not working. Then I finally find the right way to go. It's kind of a creepy fight. Look at those big bottle rockets. He's making this look so easy. Man, it's not so bad now, but I don't know. I used to really get nervous on boss fights. I guess when I was younger, I just had this like fear of dying, and I got so frustrated when I died. It's like a little whiny kid. That was so stupid, he killed me, or whatever. No, I wasn't that whiny. Gourmet yogurt machine. I've got some problems, gotta go. See, I ran that text all together. So, Moonside, yes is no, and no is yes. That was cute. Man, we just got stuff popping up everywhere. You got a phone call, and this guy's already here. Yeah, we're finally getting to the spot where all that item getting is going to make some sense. I'm sure most of you remember it. Oh, and what do you know? She's looking for trout-flavored yogurt. And then, see, that's along the same lines as that zombie paper delivery. But I would never try to criticize a game for stuff like that. I'll probably talk about my friends at other times, too, but one of my other friends, his biggest beef was when RPGs, like, blatantly, you know, tried to throw in all this, like, filler stuff. Well, I'm just going to make something up off the top of my head, but, like, let's say, okay, I've got to go through this cave, but to get to this, okay, well, this is kind of like Final Fantasy 1, I'm, like, just took it right out of there, but, like, I need this dynamite, but to get the dynamite, I got to go to this place, but before I can go there, I got to go talk to this guy, and, like, you know, that's just kind of the way RPGs go, and he hated that, so I don't know how closely related that is to what's going on here, but I guess sometimes whenever I'm playing a video game, I kind of notice, that was a little weird. Like sitcoms, when you watch sitcoms, like, sometimes I don't like it when they make one character seem so stupid and the most obvious jokes just go right over their head. That's just too unrealistic. I'm just flat rambling now. But that's what you get. So I'm sure by the time Hal and Nitrodon were going through the game, I'm sure, you know, well, they probably had it all figured out pretty early, but they had all the manipulation probably down pat by now. It's just a matter of maybe trying some spots to plan good, but I was thinking about this, but I didn't exactly know where it happened, because he's doing it so often, but I'm just going to read this straight out of his notes. It says, "You might wonder why we used the trick at the last teleport guy before the room without a door. It was to manipulate the guy into walking down closer to Ness. That way it was faster to talk to him. Weird, but it saves time." And the time it saved there was probably enough time to make up for the fact that he used the names. I'm just trying to back up the choice to use the default names. I, too, am a default guy. The only time I'll ever, and I just hit my microphone again, because I had a little itch on my head, and this cord is, like, huge. The only time I'll ever name something on my own is if there's no possible defaults. It's that perfectionist nature I don't like, but I can't even see what he's giving these monkeys, because it's going by so fast, but, like, there's, like, two or three that need a pizza. If you go through this whole thing, there's, like, one that needs a ruler, there's one that needs a protein drink. And that's where you needed that pencil eraser again. You've heard of the Dalai Lama. This is the, what's his name? Dalai Rama? Yogurt dispenser. Now we're getting somewhere. Hey, he didn't even take it. One of those, I think, was like a bag of Dragonite stuff, and I don't know what was in the other one. And a lot of these chests in here, they're things that the other monkeys need. And if you either don't have a lot of space, or you don't know what these monkeys need, you may have to make it two or three trips, and you're like, you know, you drank your protein drink, and you're like, oh, where do I get another one? And Paula's not with us. She's being held hostage. It'd be kind of funny if Jeff was the one being held hostage, and he was like, I don't know, made him out to be, like, feminine or something. Ness and Jeff are probably the ones with the least amount of personality. They're just two guys walking around. But, anyways, here's where I said we're going places, literally. It's teleportation. And the teleportation is kind of a blessing and a curse because they ran into some problems near the end of the game with a bug that was freezing the game and almost ended this entire thing completely. I like games where you can teleport and go back easily. I just don't think Earthbound is an overrated game. I mean, I think you could really make an argument for, like, I mean, and the only people that are going to argue against it, honestly, are probably people who don't, you know, have never played it or whatever, but I think you can really make a good argument for a lot of, like, innovative things that they brought to the, you know, brought to the player. There's some, like, stereotypical security guys. Goombas. See, like, that, I think that, I don't know if I read it, I think he made, like, that first escape by, like, one frame or something. Like, that one is maybe the only one you could maybe figure out a way to skip on the console. These robots are annoying. Look at that. I would have never even known you could do that. And here, unfortunately, is one of the, not a big mistake, but one of the mistakes that they made, but they still clean up on this guy pretty good, but it's kind of hard to plan, especially when nobody's done it before, so, I mean, I guess it's to be expected, you know, you're, oh yeah. That's cool. That's neat how they can have the text going in battle. I think there's one battle in particular we're going to be seeing a lot of that in. Surprises. But, anyways, like, it'd be kind of hard to plan for this game so far ahead of time. I mean, like, little items that you thought you'd need or, you know, just like little tweaks or whatever, but, they had, I don't know how many extra, if it was one or two or maybe more extra, they had some bottle rockets that they were planning on using against the clumsy robot, but they don't work on the clumsy robot. And again, the text is a little, there it goes, it's back. It's the little weird stuff. I just may have downloaded it bad, or maybe it didn't, I don't know. Sometimes whenever I try to download torrents, my stuff gets a little screwed up, so I try to only do it when I really have to. I could understand how moving the bear would be like a, you know, make something open like that, but to make it block the door. And I don't think that's a good idea. Goofy helicopter. That one you can actually read. Hella. Guess who's in it? What do they call him in Mother 3? Like the pig monster or something? I don't know. I guess Pokey comes back in the third one. It's like Return of the Pig King or Swine King or something. I don't know. Pokey's just like the epitome of greed and like lust for power. What was that? It's a little dizzy. We need to go back to Threed. Whatever you say, woman. We've seen what your prayers can do. We believe you. And click, just went through a door. Boom, just hit another door. Black, two desks. Just came out of the other door, four desks. Everybody cool? Everybody here? You can't go in those bathrooms, for anybody who's curious. And I bet there's not a single one of you who didn't try to go in the women's bathroom, but they won't let you in. They won't even let you into the guy's bathroom. That's just, well, because females could be playing this too. I think this is a pretty female-friendly game. Like the Earthbound group I was talking about on Facebook, the creator of it is a female. And I actually, she went to a school that wasn't even like an hour away from me. It was weird. We were friends for a while and then we never talked. And we're not friends on Facebook anymore. Another friend that I talked about before, well, not in this commentary, but my other friend, back whenever I, and I'll go ahead and tell my story of how I got into this here in a second, just in case anybody's curious. I like to hear stuff like that myself, in Earthbound especially, because, well, most people probably get it from Smash Brothers, but whenever I got it, we have a, like one of those like outlet malls down by a big open parking lot or whatever, and it's just a bunch of like, you know, there's like a department store and a movie rental place and a dentist and a hair salon and the license bureau and all that stuff's there or whatever. And my mom was getting her hair done. I remember this like really clearly. And so I went to go look for something. And I must not have been in for a while, because I never noticed it before, but, like, I was just renting it. I'd never actually bought the game originally. I wish I would have, but it was in that, like, big box, like, right on the shelf, and I was like, I thought it was, like, gonna come with some type of other, like, peripheral or something, you know, like, one of those, like, that big gun thing for the Super Nintendo, which I've never even used or seen to this day or whatever. I thought it was gonna come with something, so I felt a little embarrassed, like, bringing it up to the counter. I had to bring the whole thing up or something. Some places are like that. Or maybe it was just behind it in a case. I don't know. But I didn't even know it was an RPG, and I brought it home. And I had played RPGs, even though I was pretty young. Like, my brother, he was always into them. Like, we played, you know, like, Final Fantasy II and stuff. Like, I remember whenever Final Fantasy II came out, and he was talking about, like, the clumsy bard and all that stuff, but it was like instant love. I always liked Earthbound. And nobody knew what it was, and especially because I'm from mid-Missouri. It's kind of a shame. It kind of sucks how, like, all the good games are, like, the ones you know, you never hear. And then you've got, like, this all this generic crap that comes through. Kind of crappy. It's like, intelligent games are frowned upon. Games that use imagination? No. That's like, too childish. Blue and green is my favorite, like, combination of colors, so the place was kind of cool. It's like a heavy-duty screwdriver. Make the whole thing shake. Go, machine, go! Alright, we're already coming up on scene 26, and judging by the time, we're over the halfway mark, I think, yeah, so this is nice. I hope everyone likes this. I don't want to sound like, you know, poor or anything. Oh, I hope you guys like my commentary, but I didn't want to, like, waste my, you know, or feel like I was just doing something that nobody cared about. But somebody on the, probably the thread where you got this from, somebody said that, you know, doing commentaries, you know, if anything, it's just, it would probably be mostly just a wanted trend, because, I mean, it is optional. It's not like somebody submitting their game with, like, this, you know, commentary just, like, slapped on and you couldn't take it off or something, but for people that, you know, just don't want commentaries, you know, I didn't know if that would just be a nuisance to have all these people wanting to submit them or whatever, but I think I put this on one of my posts. If this is the only thing I ever contribute, you know, so be it. I'm not trying to, like, become some kind of, like, audio commentary superstar or anything, but I thought that this is just, in my opinion, something that this needed. And then I heard all these people saying, you know, oh, I've already watched it from, like, beginning to end, and I was just like, wow. I love Earthbound, but I never watched it. E equals MC squared. I noticed that earlier, but I didn't say anything. What is that? Energy equals... man, I don't know. I don't even know what that means. How sad is that? Is that the beef jerky loving prehistoric guy? I don't know. A little bit of slowdown there. This game is pretty good about not having too much slowdown, but sometimes there are a lot of enemies that get on. This shroom's not too bad. So, like, there, if you're wondering why did he move that so many times, because you get more damage. As if they didn't do enough already. This had quite a bit of re-records, like, I think it was like 47,000 something. So, yeah, that is a lot. I guess I almost expected more because it was so, such a long thing, but that sounds pretty reasonable. I mean, I think they took it pretty seriously and did all they could to really, like, make it as best they could. I'm going to go ahead and bring up my email that I sent to Hal real quick to see if I'm missing anything. I just kind of asked him, you know, what were some of the challenges and what was it like making this? Because I've never done it. I'll kind of scan through these and hopefully I'm not missing too much on the video. I'll kind of check every once in a while, but I asked him what made him want to do it, but as you can see, if you go check the original thread, you know, he just loved Earthbound, and, like, that before, you know, they knew how to, the surefire way to get everything they wanted, it was so, you know, such a, like, pain in the butt to try and figure it all out, so they just gave up just because it got so, like, you know, monotonous, I'm sure. But, he says Nitrodon has uber hacking skills, and it sounds like it. And he says how fun it was. And he actually gives a lot of credit to Nitrodon because he feels that his part was actually the hardest, and there goes the Skyrunner again. I love it. He says that he kind of had the hard spot just trying to figure out all the stuff. And as far as him goes, you know, walking and just doing what, you know, Nitrodon told him to do wasn't too bad. But, and then just the bug down in the, I think I said something about Gygas. I was even picturing the Lost Underworld, or, I don't know. Yeah, the Gygas, yeah, whatever. That bug was probably the only tough spot, apparently. I asked him if he had plans on doing it again, but he says all of his work is secretive, so you don't know what he could be working on. Who knows? I'm sure, you know, people that make these videos, they have lives too, so they got other stuff to attend to. But he says him and Nitrodon just kind of met randomly, just kind of found somebody to do the work that he needed. And it took exactly a month to finish the tasks. They started it on June 21st last year and finished it on July 21st. So, that's pretty good. Oh, and there it goes. Halamantareel Nitrodon. That was cool. Slapping it all on there. Whenever I first read his name, I thought it was Halamantreal, so I didn't see the A after the T. If you happen to see my the page where I put up my first, like, whenever I was trying to see if this commentary was worth doing, I even typed his name without the A, so that was an honest mistake. And, like, the Stoic Club, I didn't get a lot of jokes in Earthbound, I don't think, until I was older. Like, I'd kind of go through it and, you know, just some of the, like, more, like, it's kind of like whenever you watch kids' movies and they throw in those little pieces for the adults or whatever. I love that, like, rock sitting up there. The rock brings life. She's talking about Superego. Yeah, she sounds like the average college student. So intelligent and wise. Stay in school, kids, too. I'm going back this fall, and I've got a... Yeah. I guarantee you I will, That's trippy. Can I get some of that magic cake, dude? Don't spend too much time playing games like Earthbound. You got time for that? Like I said, man, I can't wait until I'm a senior citizen, and, you know, some senior citizens, they get so lonely, and, I mean, I don't want to be lonely, I do want to hang out with people, but I can't wait until I can just buy games with, like, retirement money and just sit down in, like, a den or something and just play games and stuff. That'd be great. But, again, I'm watching and thinking back to other times I've seen this. Pooh's expression is just like, you know, he's ready to kick some butt. You just give him the word. He lives in a gold palace surrounded by women. What a life. This is definitely another highlight, I think, coming up. I forgot what you would call this training. Yeah, the Moo training. It was kind of frustrating at first, didn't know what to do. I don't know if how many of you had help whenever you're doing this, if you're just trying to figure it out on your own, but whenever I figured it out, I was like, oh. So, like, here she's talking to you and, like, trying to distract you. But you ignore that woman. That's really the only hard part. It's just knowing to sit there. You don't want to keep going back and forth, trying to figure it out. Well, here's another battle where they use that cool, talking, and I love, man, it's so cool. He's like cutting off your limbs, and you're already dead. I think they just wanted to, now we have no sound. Maybe I should have just like been quiet like you were Pooh, like, oh my god, I can't hear. Alright, I just wanted to wait for that to pass. Anyways, I was just going to say, I think they wanted to establish right off the bat that Pooh's a badass. He wants you to know it. Except whenever he's going down rope. I'm not even going to go there.
Hello, Pooh!
So, the telephone on that guy's head. I guess this is all part of the Apple of Enlightenment, Enlightenment's prophecy. This is a cool part here too. He's already got teleport beta. And that sound effect, like, there's some other ones. It's not too bad, but if you've played this on console, some of the sound effects are kind of strange sounding on the emulator. I think any game is better on console if you're just going to play through it. That's another thing. I never liked it when people are like, well, oh, I played, you know, whatever game. I don't know. Like, Earthbound. Oh, I tried Earthbound on emulator for like 15 minutes. I thought it sucked. Personally, I don't really think any game's great on emulator. I think you've got to play it on console. Because then it's like you are actually, like, playing, you know, Earthbound like it was meant to be played. But if the only way you can play a game is, like, with a, you know, ROM, then, you know, that's alright. And I think here he just fights one of these. What does he do? Like, just go out the door and come back in or something? I don't know. We'll have to see. That background matched the enemies pretty well. I mean, aren't the level ups just exciting in this? Like, every level up, I was just, like, hoping, you know, waiting for that, like, oh, baby, or, like, you know, that stuff. Or, like, getting a magic spell. It's like, oh, I want to try it out. Dance in front of the Sphinx. Yeah, I don't know if that normally does that, but that other mummy just kind of stood there. I don't know if that was because of his manipulation, or if you... And that, you don't need to answer that phone. I don't know if that was because of manipulation, or if you read that little mantle after you kill the first one, if that just stops it. I don't know. I think that cat's meant to resemble some 50s cartoon or something. And there, he said crap. That was horrible too. But he's a sailor, so it's to be expected, right? And his boat's just a little bit better than those other ones. It's got a flag. It can take on sea monsters. I got a really funny idea coming up. Okay, I shouldn't have said really funny, because I've already built it up too much, but... So I'll just go ahead and say it. After you fight this Kraken, the sailor says... I don't know if you noticed, but I tried throwing my, like, shoe or boot at it or something. I think it would have been funny if, like, maybe after the first round of battle, if just, like, for no reason, like, it didn't even say anything, it was just, like after you finished attacking, it was just, like, made the attack sound, like, it just got hit, and it was, like, Kraken suffered one damage, you know, just, like, out of the blue, and then he, you know, said that afterwards. He just said something about his mom. I don't know what makes the homesickness thing show up. It's not a time thing, because I think I've played through... I want to say I think I've played through the whole game without ever having it. So... I kind of wish I knew more about little stuff like that, but I didn't really have the time to... Like I said, I didn't want this to be too planned, like I was reading you, like, giving you some presentation or something. Oh yeah, he just comes trucking over there like, oh, I'm gonna get you now. Look at that, beautiful. That's like the most useless thing ever. Oh man, that was a good fight. That the cursor movement's almost like music. It's like beep boop. And it's just like firing the bottle rocket. Wah, 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 bam. And I seriously doubt they do it in this video, but I'll go ahead and tell you that Jeff, you get broken items, and you sometimes when you sleep at a hotel, which in this video I think they sleep at two hotels, I think. And I'm pretty sure they're both forced. When Jeff, when you have the broken items in your inventory, Jeff can sometimes repair them. It's based on his IQ, like, and if you've got more than one, he can only repair one at a time. It seems to just be kind of random about which one he decides to fix, and sometimes he doesn't fix any, and you're trying to sleep over and over. There's a tent in Winters where it's good for, like, you can rest over and over really fast. That's a good place to repair any broken stuff you might have. Most of it's not even worth repairing, but, like, that's how you get some of his weapons, and you can't even, like, sell them. And here, oh, look at that, there it is. And I'm pretty sure I read that that wasn't even manipulated, that was just there. He's like, I am the master criminal worm. No one will stop me. Oh! Alright, you got me. Here's 20,463, I'm pretty sure that's what that said. Let's sync it up, shall we? Pooh's level is now 26. Pooh's level is now 27. Pooh realized power, magnet, omega, black screen, and we're there. We're sweating. Okay. It sucks I accidentally paused it earlier. I don't know if I hit the space bar or what. I hit, like, the left side of my keyboard. I like that sound. That avoided a picture. Let me make sure on that. Yeah, that's what that was. We're in scene 32, Indiana Ness. And they fought that, they went ahead and fought the worm so that Ness could get Flash Beta, which... Flash can do a lot of things, but among it can kill people. Kind of like, well, a lot of things in these RPGs. Paula prays and get those good shots. This is instant kill. Yep, and these fights are not avoidable. And if you do this on console, unless you're trying my little trick earlier where you're trying to go back and forth and stuff... Well, that probably wouldn't even work, because these are probably just 100% enemies, but... See, they're waiting, like, right there on the wall, and there's nothing you can do. Pyramids, probably, if I had to choose something, Pyramids probably one of the dungeons I'm not a big fan of. It's kind of cramped, it's kind of repetitive, and just a bunch of unavoidable monsters. Bah. Whatever. Anybody else just like listening to the cursor? It just puts a smile on my face. It's like so precise. Which is one of the things whenever I'm watching tool-assisted speedruns is like, especially like during the like quick action games or just anything. Like, I just like, it's like watching a movie where, you know, it's like, you know the good guy is gonna, like, come out at the end, or, like, if they're taking damage on purpose and they're right about to die, you know, and you, it's like, you don't have to worry about it, you know, it's gonna be alright, and you know that, like, that was the best thing to do, so, I like that. But if you're watching just normal, natural speedruns, that's kind of exciting, too, because you're kind of rooting for him, you know, and hoping he doesn't make mistakes, but they're good in a different way. I have respect for both types. Lots of respect. And just for getting this published, Howl and Nitrodon, you delivered. That background looks like a snake. Intentional? Probably. These enemies are giving a lot more experience than I thought they would. They killed those bosses and, geez, like thousands of experience, but it's good to have experience, like, spaced out, because then that kind of prevents people from, well, some people probably do it anyways, but that prevents people from fighting the current spot where they can kill enemies fast and they're not getting anything. It's like, if they just go ahead and fight, move on, they'd get stronger faster. I think that's the first time we've seen that. I forgot what there's alpha, beta, is that, like, I forgot what that one's called. That Greek symbol. It's not sigma. Sigma's the E thing. I'm looking for spells. Yeah. And spells are based on level. It's not like you can just learn a spell anytime you want. There's some cool stuff coming up. More highlights in the game. It wasn't until I listened to, I'm listening to it on headphones. I didn't want it to pick up on the microphone and have that kind of going in the background. But listening to the music on my headphones, and now that I have it on a CD, I really noticed, like, how the bass and the Earthbound, like, tracks, they're actually really good. I was listening to, like, the music that plays when you fight a robot, and that, like, that catchy, like, bass line. I was just like, man, that sounds like, you know, something you just hear, like, a normal song or something. And it's just 16-bit. Like, some NES games that have those just crazy soundtracks where the, you know, I don't know what they use, the 8-bit action, like, the music is just going insane, you know, and it sounds, like, all hyped up and, you know, sounds really awesome. I would think it'd be hard to work with such little limitations, but then again, they've got the games where the music is horrible. This isn't one of them. I can tell you that much. I'm still worrying that I somehow, like, changed my volume back whenever I played that hidden track, like, that I've totally jacked up this up, but I'm sure it sounds fine. My guess is that hidden track may have just been something they might have played, like, in one of the creepy caves, or maybe a place around Gygas, possibly. I don't know. It'd be neat to, like, hear ideas that were gonna be in the game that got rejected or something. It's not like movies where you see the stars on TV or you've got the director talking about, you know, how they made the movie. I mean, pretty much with video games, it's like they make it and, you know, then it's like they put it out there, especially here in America, it seems like it's just like, or, you know, Canada, wherever you're playing this. It's just like they put the game out there and, you know, it's like you decide. I mean, like on PS2 games, they've sometimes they'll include, like, some behind-the-scenes stuff, but, like, games like this, you know, there weren't, like, spots in the instruction booklet where they're like, oh, here's what we thought when we were making this. You know, they just put it out there. I don't know how they were gauging what needed to be improved upon. They just kind of threw out stuff. That may have been why some sequels weren't as good as they could have or should have been. Oh man, see these battles? It's not too bad if you're just playing through, but it's like they're just waiting for you. Nothing you can do. They just got healed. There's probably several spots in the game where all your stuff gets restored, which is why you wouldn't have to keep going to hotels and stuff. And see, I thought that, like, teleporting just normally, like, just teleporting and then intentionally running into a wall would be faster, instead of, like, just doing it in the Lost Underworld, but I guess that doesn't work. See, like, couldn't he have just teleported from down there up here and then hit something? It probably uses too much psychic power, or that probably takes longer than I'm thinking it does. But, I mean, you can go a pretty... I kind of tried it messing with it on console some, but you can go a pretty long ways before it actually teleports that teleport alpha. And this is good, too. This dungeon is just like... I just want to know. It's like... It seems like with this game, they just thought of cool stuff and then just did it, you know? Like, we're gonna have, like me and my friends, when we were kids, we'd come up with, like, you know, obstacle courses. We'd be outside, like, you gotta run around this 3 times, and then you gotta go jump over this, you know? And, like, that was, like, so fun. And, like, here, it's just, like, it just looks like something that, like, a child would have made, you know, like, some obstacle course, or, like, we'd take dominoes and make, like, little, like, traps and stuff, and, like, we'd pretend, like, okay, if the guy was running here, this domino would, like, come and cut him off. That may sound, like, terribly geeky and stupid to anybody who's listening, but it was really cool, and this is just, like, I don't know, it's just, like, a child's imagination or something put into, like, a dungeon or something. Like, I want to have 4 ropes and just have them guess, you know? I'm probably just romanticizing some, but who cares? That part was cool. He managed to something. I think it was something to do with wobbling. I'll go ahead and read the thing. Yeah, this is from Hal's comments. Oh, and by the way, Hal wanted me to let everyone know that anything that I say that, hey, Hal told me this, it may or may not be how Nitrodon felt about it. So, if you want to know how they feel about something, I'm sure you can just feel free to contact them yourself. I haven't talked to Nitrodon yet, and Hal just kind of was really cool about just coming to me and letting me ask him about stuff. And these comments are really helpful, too. It says, normally Dungeon Man would get caught in the palm trees, but we found that it wouldn't if we hugged the trees and then went straight right. Dungeon Man then follows the gang and ends up getting caught in nothing, as you saw a little bit ago. We also used the wobbling trick to get it further to right so that it didn't reset its position to the in the trees position after we talked to the tribe guy. This saved a bunch of frames since we didn't have to walk back further. They didn't just do it for fun, although if it wouldn't have mattered, you know, if it wouldn't have saved any frames, they definitely should have still done it because that was just cool. I read through pretty much the whole original Earthbound thread, and then there's another pretty good thread called Earthbound Mechanics Discovered. And it's kind of. I mean, I kind of missed out on this in the making, because I really didn't go to the forums that much. But it was kind of fun to see it in its progress and stuff. And, yeah, in case you haven't noticed, there's a yellow submarine. That's kind of part of one of the Beatles references. But I've also read that, like, some of the melody tracks in the game resemble, see, that's the stuff where I don't know the Beatles that well, but it supposedly resembles Beatles stuff, and some of the names they used and stuff is based off of things. That's kind of like the Kraken, just kind of like bobbing forward like a pigeon. I like how when birds walk, it's like they can't let their necks stand still every single step. It's like popping forward. I had never really seen a lot of pigeons until I went to Canada one time, and they were just all over the place, and you could get like right up next to them, which like the bird's here, you know. You walk out the door and the birds just like fly away. I wish you could like pet birds or something. But we had a lot of laughs watching the pigeons. They're funny. Yeah, here we go. See, yeah, they do this teleport stuff. I guess it's not worth it unless you're being slowed down by something, because he did it for a second, but that, and maybe it doesn't go as long as I thought it did, but that, here we're getting the awesome multi-bottle rockets, but that darker water, as I'm sure you noticed, it slows you down quite a bit. And is that the water that poisons you? I'm pretty sure. I'm like almost positive. Look at this, Oh, wait, yeah, they do use it. I guess you probably have to. It would have been cool if they didn't use the Hawkeye, or waited until the last moment. Or actually, I bet right there it's like, oh, you can't see, you need to use the Hawkeye or something. See, that's how slow that stuff goes. He only teleported not very far, and I'm sure it saved a good time. That was some funny text. See, that flash killed him. Doing my little finger quotation marks. That poo came in and... I was gonna say something about the KC bat. I was thinking maybe you got the KC bat before, right before you fought him. But I'll talk about it here in a second. But yeah, I like how Pooh just swept in there. Another cool moment, especially if you're like hurting and you're like, oh man, when's he gonna die or something? And bam, the KC bat. Well, I don't know if he's gonna put it on or not, because if he can manipulate luck, it wouldn't be an issue. But it. If you don't know the story of KC at bat, and he strikes out or whatever, well, the KC bat has, like, horrible accuracy. I think I remember one thing I got sidetracked earlier whenever I couldn't remember what I was talking about. I think I was talking about accuracy, and I was talking about how crying affects your accuracy. And if you're trying to use a slingshot while you're crying, you can't hit worth a crap. Oh, yeah. Oh, snap. What's going on? What are you doing to me? Who are you? Ness, I haven't talked with you in ages. This is Orange Kid. How to change boiled egg into a raw egg. Yes, I was hoping we'd see that. That was kind of made me a little dizzy there, actually. That was another thing I was going to say. I was like, I can't remember if they do that or not. You ever just, like, think of things and you're, like, pretty sure that something's true and you just find out you're totally wrong? I have. But, anyways, that teleport. Some of these things I'm just describing, I mean, I know people who've played this know, and you probably don't mind me explaining it, but the teleport alpha, the first one that you get, like that monkey did, he shows how you have to, like, you know, move for a while, and you speed up while you're teleporting, and you have to, like, stay moving without hitting something, and then boom, it, like, shoots you off, and you're good to go. But the teleport beta, probably not going to use it, but that's what Pooh has, and Ness gets it later, I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. But you can do that like in a really small confined space, which is you have to use it there with poo normally. It's kind of like what you pretty much have to do, and it just kind of spins you in a circle. Oh, baby, baby, baby! Ow! You cute, sexy thing, you. Sing to me, baby. 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 Come on, baby. Here's the singing. Don't those chairs look like the chairs in Final Fantasy 3? She looks so good. She's giving them a chance to check out the backside of the meat. I think she's a smoker. Got like one of those sultry voices. How come nobody's sitting in the front seats? Why isn't this place packed? Oh, here comes, like, pervert man. Don't guys like that creep you out? Oh, man. I got some stuff I can't even... I mean, even if I, you know, avoided the obvious, I have some stories from... I'm not even going to mention what it's about, because it's, like, disturbing. But, I mean, you just know... I mean, do you know people that just... Ugh. Creepy. It was stuff at Movie Gallery. I'm just going to leave it at that. That's all. And it's probably not even what you're thinking about, because I'm just, you know, we're just going to leave it. This guy creeps me out. We're just going to leave it at that. Oh, yeah, come to me. Get out of here. Probably beat the sh... Yeah. Oh, that guy's in a world of pain right now. You don't do that. But she's still singing. She's a professional. See, like, oh, it was playing, you know. Like, it's all good. I was in choir for 4 years. Sounds of Joy in high school. That was, like, our elite choir. We went to all kinds of competitions and stuff. You never know it by my horrible humming. I'm out of practice. What can I say? But we did a lot of shows and a lot of choreography. We had all kinds of stuff go wrong. Just kept going right on going on. It's all good. So, it's a trip, entertainment. Here today, gone tomorrow. See you, boys. Oh, yeah, that was good. So, who enjoyed that? Like, what was their target audience for that? Just an excuse to, like... I mean, this is just like a complete recreation of the whole Runaway 5 thing. See, she thinks she's all hot stuff. She signs it on a banana. But I guess that's all you had. I guess she probably wouldn't want to sign it on a banana. But, yeah. Yeah, like, the whole setup, I mean, it's like identical. I don't know. I bet they had a bunch of their sound samples, and they had that, and... this sounds like a woman singing, so we'll work that into a scene. That's pretty cheap. $5 a person. Music's all calm. That dinosaur's kind of nostalgic. I mean, what a creepo. Taking a banana. You know he's going to have that thing forever. He's going to be like, I don't know. And you can't teleport in dungeons, for anyone who's wondering whether or not they can just teleport through this. Doesn't work like that. Do they have an exit mouse for this, or are they going to use one? Not sure. When you're in Foresight, I'm pretty... Yeah, you can, like, see the... I think you can, like, the place where you pop out at the end of this, you can kind of see that while you're in Foresight, and... I was always wondering, you know, when can I get in there? And I just happened to notice that we are in the closing hour. I hope I don't miss anything obvious. I asked Hal, is there anything you want to, like, make sure I mention? He was just kind of like, nope, you know, I'll give you this info, and you just kind of do your thing. So, I'm doing it. Right now we're in scene 36, so we got like 14 after this. And here, this is good. Check this out. Yeah, I get you now, buddy. What the? Take that. Don't try that at home. That won't work. I never used Flash. Probably because I never killed anybody with it. It's like... Actually, later on, I think I've used the... Like, the stronger Flashes, like the later ones, I mean, they work really well, but like Flash Alpha, you know, you use that, and it's like... Hold on, I'm just gonna listen to this. And, I like how in the Pink Cloud melody, it, like, sounded, you know, kind of Eastern like that. Na 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 na. I think that's how it went, or something like that. Oh! Jeez, thought we already went there. Well, we were by it, but he just got the carrot. Yeah, and he had an exit mouse. But, like, the first, like, in any RPG, I never really messed with status effects stuff, unless they told you, like, maybe sometimes, but... It never works on bosses, and even, like, strong enemies, it's just, like, why bother using it? Unless you get, like, undead creatures, you can do some stuff with them. One of the, like, little tiny improvements was one of the times he went to an ATM, he went ahead and, like, went over, like, pressed left however many times it took to get over to the digit that he needed when he could just, like, press right and it would have went right over there. But, like, there I noticed whenever he teleported, he went up to wrap around to the bottom and get to Dalam or whatever. So, I'm sure they knew, you know, like, as they were making this, like, oh, well, we could have improved that, but you're not going to go back and try and fix all that. See, we're never going to get to see the magic butterfly. They're not as helpful now. Before, it was like it recovers everything. I thought there for a second might get around that somehow. That was cool. See, like, everybody is helpful. You've seen Ness rock it out a lot. You've seen Paula freeze plenty of enemies, especially in that pyramid. Jeff, bottle rockets. Pooh, just use Starstorm. Oh, man. That's just too awesome. And it's stuff like that. Like, some TAS videos, I think it's like sometimes you'll hit... I think when the person's making it, because I've never done one, you know, they come, like, here, this sounds kind of, like, exotic. Yeah, agree? I think so. Or maybe, I think if you don't have the soundstone, you can beat the boss, but then you go to record it, and nothing happens. Ah, I forgot what I was talking about again. I don't know. I was saying how all the characters were, like, good and diverse. This is a good dungeon for leveling up, I think. Well, I always kind of try to do it, if you can get those back attacks. Oh, jeez. There is no way you could do that on console. Even doing it, like, frame precision, it kind of slowly spaces out. I remember what I was going to say now. Yeah, and this place got deadly all of a sudden. When you're, like... There's something about... When you're making a TAS... Oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah! Man. Okay, well, at least I'm remembering. You know, you come across these, like, things that could be, like, a potential, you know, they're gonna slow you down, like, oh, we don't know how to work past this, or, like, we're too weak, but it seems like the games, like, always give you, like, something to, like, work with to, like, really speed it up, or, like, you know, make, like, help out a lot. Like, that Flash, you know, killing bosses. And I don't want to talk about other runs too much, but, like... The Final Fantasy 1 run, how, you know, like, all the enemy manipulation, and then even fighting, like, the hard bosses, like, it uses that Bane sword, and just, you can just kill anything, so. I think that's pretty neat. Pooh's like, you make one wrong move, Monkey, I'm gonna knock you right off that thing. Monkey's like, that guy looks scary. And then Tessie. Oh, I love the water. Try and stare at Nessie's face without cracking a smile. You can't do it. It's that little smirk on the end. I bet it's legs under the water, just kind of doing that little, you know, just little swimming motion, just like going through the water. I want to know how they got, like, such accurate sound effects for stuff in Super Nintendo games, like that water kind of washing back and forth. How do you make that? Did they just make those from scratch? Or, I mean, somebody had to have. I think that's the last pencil. Brick Road. See, see, he just did it. That's the trick I use. Is like, you get them off screen, then you come back and they're gone. So, apparently the menu thingy wasn't effective there. Anybody know what level Ness is on? Anybody keeping score at home? I don't even want to guess. They've been going up so much. That guy... I always like to say that guy or that woman, just because everybody's just got this... I don't know. It's weird. Just to elaborate on the Ness's dad, like, pretty much being a phone, I'm going to go ahead and give the spoiler, but, like, why, I mean... If somebody, like, has a reason for why that is, I want them to, like, let me know. Like, why did they do that? If you didn't have the pencil eraser earlier, I think you can just go through that whole dungeon again, which isn't too bad, but that's a pretty big shortcut. He looks like the department store spook. Now you look like the dead sanctuary bosses, which is breeze through. 42. My guess was going to be like 34 or something. So they're staying strong. These places have good moods. I like how Super Nintendo games, even though it may look cartoony, I mean, if you're playing it, you can still kind of, if you don't know what's coming, you can still kind of be like, oh, you know, like, where am I going? This place looks pretty empty, doesn't it? That's because he's avoiding all the enemies. Normally this place is kind of tough. And we're getting up to a place that I'm sure some of us have probably spent a lot of time here. Fighting the, which Starman is it? I think it's the Starman Super. They have the 1 in 128 chance of dropping the Sword of Kings for Pooh. Like, Pooh has... Like, right now, he has no equipment. And if you try to put something on him, I think it just, like, brings it way down. Like, here's where I fought all of them. And I kept trying to go off-screen and get to where I was just, like, kept fighting, you know, getting instant wins on the... I didn't want to fight those reactor robots or whatever those... I don't know. I forgot if these are just the atomic robots or atomic nuclear robots or something. They keep healing themselves in the... Starman, but like, anyways, Poo, everybody has the four slots that you can put something in. They've got like weapon, like place for their helmet and their armor, and then like a little charm spot or whatever, or like, you know, accessory or whatever. And there's like a diadem of kings, a sword of kings, bracer of kings, and I forgot what the other one was, but they're all of kings or something, and they're all kind of one of a kind things, and they're the only things that really boost his stats way up. But he's good with nothing. That previous room is kind of creepy. This is like the spiked Starman. And he knows... Thank goodness Jeff got rid of him, because he knows, gosh. Starstorm. He knows Starstorm, and I think those the other Starmen do, too. And they know how to use it. Man, that stuff will just wipe out your whole party. And it's just like those mortal blows I was talking about at the beginning of the game. Just like, boom, 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 boom. And all your people are just like plummeting to death, and sometimes, man, that was just too much craziness. Starman Deluxe. Sometimes I try and take the chance to like try and run away, but you know, then you like fail, and you just watch your HP just like wind down, and you're dead. One of the most goofiest things, like, see that hotel sign, or, like, the Onnit town, and the Onnit, like, the library, those signs just look so weird. But it's perfect. Always smiling, old man. And, I do want to go ahead and mention, because somebody else thought this would be a good idea, and I agree. Like, there's lots of signs, and anytime I go through Earthbound now, you know, I'm not taking the time to read everything, so I've probably forgotten some of the, you know, good ones I've forgotten. But, like, there's one sign where if you're standing, you know, like, I think you have to be standing in the flowers when you read it, or maybe it only says it when you're standing in the flowers or something, but it's like, you know, hey, you know, get off the flowers or whatever, or, like, just all kinds of, you know, like, messages that make you feel like you're in the game, you know, like they're talking to you, you know. Tenderkraut. Never tried sauerkraut. Sounds gross. Not gonna go there. I'm not a vegetable guy. I wish I was. Oh, here comes our buddy. Ding. If I do say so myself. Look at the camera. Ready? Say fuzzy pics. Click. Wow, what a great photograph. It'll always bring back the fondest memories. See ya. Hey, you. Oh, there. Isn't that awesome? Hal said, nope, that's what I want. I was just watching their arms do the up and down thing. And one of these this is the Tenda village, and one of the Tendas says, like, before you got that Book of Shyness from the library, you talk to him, and he says, he's like, you know, just talking normally, and he's like, I'm the only one that's not shy. And then you come back and you give that book to the elder, and he says, now that all the Tendas have learned how to talk, I've lost my identity. Kind of feel bad for the little guy. I had a guy in elementary, his name... I don't know if you... Well, I shouldn't say his full name, probably, but he looked exactly like Jeff. That was back when bowl cuts were in. Like, he had the huge, poofy bowl cut, and he had glasses just like that. And he, like, usually wore nice clothes. Like, he was hilarious. He wasn't, like, shy or anything. He was really popular and stuff. But there was a playthrough where I did name all the characters different names, like Sean, S-E-A-N, that's what I used to name a lot of my heroes. I had, like, Sean, and then whatever girl I was dating at the time for the girl, like Paula, and then I always put Jacob for Jeff, because he looked just like Jacob. And I think for Pooh, I put, like, Ryu. I think it's pronounced Rue or something, whatever, from Breath of Fire. I'm not a huge stickler for pronunciations. Bam! Surprised that didn't kill him. So apparently Flash doesn't work on this bus, which I'm surprised that that background kind of looks like that bus too. I'm surprised they even let stuff like that go, but I mean, the odds are so small, I guess it doesn't really matter. Oh man, that was like 3 or 4 O babies in a row. What is that Greek symbol, that weird little curly Q thing? I want to look it up, but I don't want to distract myself. This is cool. Just that wall is cool even before this. Oh yeah, was that cool or what? I want to go ahead and be quiet so we can really let that soak in. That was neat. Yeah, anytime you get a new melody, it restores you, so. Oh my god, where are we going? This is kind of interesting when you're playing. You're like, what in the heck? Yeah, they move like molasses on this if you're just walking. Okay, again, I don't like to try and read stuff as I'm trying to do this, but the bug that happened with Gygas, like, I'm not sure. I'm gonna go ahead and try and kind of skip back some or kind of read this. All right, I don't. Oh yeah, here it is. Okay, well, the notes I have in my hand don't really describe it in depth, but basically that bug that was freezing the game up whenever they were, like, right, you know, getting close to finishing this is, I guess when they kept doing that, the teleport to move faster, like, the game's memory was, like, getting screwed with, and he like, paused for a second to take a few steps, and I don't know if maybe that's what fixed it or something, but, like, they had to give it the game time to, like, flush out that memory or whatever that was being used up, because I guess it just kind of went, you know, kind of freaked out or something and made it freeze the game. That hurt. That's a neat background, too, and it's not, I mean, like, the, I also like any RPG that has more than just one, like, battle music. This one has, like, you know, not just a big variety, but it fits whatever you're fighting, but, like, the backgrounds, there's lots of them. And they, too, fit what you're fighting. Okay, coming up, I think it might be after Magicent, or Magicant, whatever you want to call it. I say Magicent. Man. Oof. Now, see, when you're playing that on console, that stuff gets hectic. When somebody dies, like, the whole, all of the windows and all of the text turns red, so it's like, you know you're in, like, fatal trouble, and really, especially if, like, Ness dies or something, like, whenever the person that you need goes down, that really puts a crimp in your plans, and it's hard to get everything kind of back, you know, kind of fixed and situated. Anyway, it's probably one of my personal favorite parts. I think it's when you come back to this volcano. I don't think it's right here. But I'm going to wait until it actually happens. And did it not just seem like those last, like, four sanctuary spots were just like boom, 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 boom? That's the screen I was talking about earlier. This so reminds me of the beginning of Breath of Fire 2. Everything's all black and white. Anyways, that's the screen that you see if you've never even tried, if you use your Soundstone anytime. These moods are, like, just so really good. This wasn't just some, like, slop together, go here, do that RPG. I'm willing to bet anybody who doesn't like Earthbound hasn't, you know, experienced all these scenes and stuff. And it's, you know, safe to say that, because all of you are watching this, so you're all fans. I'm with good company. You guys are smart people. And they are nowhere to be seen. I mean, heaven forbid, show the dad. He's got telekinetic powers. That's creepy. I wonder if there's... I'm sure there's maybe no chance that hidden track was maybe used in that... like in that scene where he was walking, maybe, to really make it freaky. I wouldn't put it past him. And this place, this is really good too. Like that snowman and just this kooky stuff, like that's... This is... Then it gets kind of serious on you. There's some weird enemies here. Like those question marks in the eyes, like there's like a... Oh, like a French kiss of death and like a... Like those weird dice guys and the Mr. Molecules. Those guys are cool. This is the place where I definitely remember using that going on and off the screen trick. And he's using the B button menu. But this place, that hut that he passed earlier, that's where you get the flying men. And they represent, like, I think it's like one represents his courage and the other one's like his pride or something. Or, you know, something like that. And they're not too strong. They're like teddy bears that fight. And... they kind of help in that spot, but they won't live through all that if you're trying to fight everybody. But if you're just trying to go through that by yourself, you'll either use most of your magic just trying to get through. Oh, that was nice. Can't touch this. See, he's freezing that on the like frames where they're trying to detect him. Return to this guy. What is he holding? Looks like he's giving an acceptance speech. But that Greek symbol, you know, I always just thought it was, like, rockin' A, rockin' B, or, like, life up A, life up B, and then it got to those other symbols, and I was just like, what? Shouldn't it be, like, C? Oh. Visual effects with the text. Gotta love it. I didn't, Oh, this is the part. This is the part that I loved. This just, like, felt so awesome whenever I first did that. I hope everyone thought it was as cool as I did. I thought that was so neat. Oh my goodness. Look at that. His HP went up by like 280 and his psychic points went up by 280. This is like... Oh man, he's a new man now. Now Ness is like totally stands out above the rest. He's like your tank. He attacks, he's got the magic, he can heal, he's got it all. He's got plenty of it, and, like, his psychic points are huge. Oh, jeez. Ness just woke up from a bad trip. Instead of leaving their mark. Anything I've been saying, you know, I've been like saying, you know, Hal told me this or Hal told me that. But I don't want to make it seem like, you know, he was the one that was mostly responsible for all this, because I don't want to speak too much for him, but I'm sure he feels that, you know, Nitrodon deserves just as much credit for this as him. So, you know, just trying to throw out some credit there for you, Nitrodon, if you're listening to this by any chance, you know, you both. I'm just telling it like it is. Like, that's just all I know. But anyways, instead of leaving their mark by doing the Halomantareal / Nitrodon at the, you know, putting in your full name or whatever, it was going to be like, well, before, this was before Halomantareal even, you know, got in touch with Nitrodon. And I just want to say, whenever I first had this rented out, I played it like crazy, and this is where I was at before I had to get rid of it, and then I didn't play it for like years, and then I found it. Like, I remembered seeing it used at a Kmart back whenever they were clearing out their old games, and I remember seeing it, and I was like begging my mom, you know, she didn't know, like, of course, you know, I beg for everything, so it's kind of like a boy who cried wolf kind of thing, you know. It's always like, I need this, but this time it was like, no, I seriously need that game, you know, and she wouldn't get it for me. It was like, you know, $17 or $18, like $20. I was like, oh, Mom, no, you gotta get that. I had no money. She would not get it. And so we didn't. And then I found it at some other store. Like, I got it on my birthday with birthday money. It was only $17. I got this game for $16.99. I would really like to get the complete version of the game whenever I don't feel flat broke. I thought about just selling off stuff just so I could have it, but I really don't have anybody to show off to. I could just stare at it whenever I'm in my room. Do you want slumber? K.O. K.O. For the people who are working on translating the Mr. Saturn text and Mother 3, because apparently it is returning. I don't know. I guess it looks the same. But I guess that's been kind of a challenge for them, getting that all worked out and, like, getting, like, I think like, stuff like that is protected. Like, whoever came up with that, like, that's an actual thing that's, you know, I guess trademarked is the right word. Like, that's, like, property of whoever did that text, or, like, of Nintendo, or whatever. Let's see if I can get that cartridge again. I was wondering if there was another... I didn't think it showed another company on the cover. Nope, it just looks like Nintendo. This is a weird place, too. This music, like... It's like drunken bass, like, not brass players or something. This is serious text, too. That's pretty, I'm glad they didn't make that graphic, because obviously they would have had to do some serious work to turn them into robots. There, it seems like there's a lot of games where everything, well, this not in the case of this game, but in other cases, everything's going fairly normal, and it's like, at the end, it's like they just throw in aliens. It's like, of course, in this, you kind of saw it coming, but, you know, there's games where they throw in the aliens for whatever reason. But, like, that just sounded like they were drilling through their head and, like, mangling, like, their body or something. That looks like Gygax's attacks. Whoa. And we're back. Oh man, we're really closing it down here. This is crazy. We've sat through the whole entire game and now we're coming to this. Clanking robots. Like Lux from the Seventh Saga. Every step. Gotta give it up to whoever came with this place. Like, that ball that just, like... What's that one painter? Escher, or whatever, does the weird paintings. It's just so... just whacked out. And there are plenty of enemies here. If you're trying to either remember whether there's enemies here, or you're just watching this. He doesn't bring up that menu for nothing. Oh, it's like the belly of the beast here. I always walked on those skinny intestines. Apparently that one, that first one, saved time. There he goes again. Oh, yeah. Who doesn't remember their first fight with this thing? This just, like, cements the game as, like, legendary to me. Look at that. Is that what's supposed... I guess that's what's supposed to be on the cover. It looks like he has his arms, like his wrists on his hips, you know, and his legs are, like, standing out, kind of like that thing in the front. Yeah, I'm sure that's what it's supposed to be, but this is much more organic-looking. He is the evil power. So, if you think that Pokey is, like, power-hungry, I guess it's nothing compared to... Gygax is, like, just insane. I like this track here, this music track. Something I was going to say near the beginning was that I like how the text for this run, you can pretty much read everything. I mean, there's like a lot of times where, like, right at the end, you won't catch the last thing I saw, but... He just called him an almighty idiot. Now he says you will be another meal for him. Okay, one thing that I wanted to fit in here, if you didn't know, apparently, the idea for this came from when Shigesato Itoa He accidentally walked into a film theater, and they were showing like a pornographic movie. And he was, I don't know how young he was. He was like really young, and he like walked in and saw it, and it like totally like, you know, freaked him out and like messed with his mind and stuff. So that's what Gygas is based off of. This is just like, I kind of think of it as like just like torment and just like twisted, you know, like evil. Yeah, I don't remember how I figured out to pray. I think I was just trying to find something, like, we need to be healed or something. But I didn't have a computer, I didn't have the internet. Games now get dissed a lot because they're too straightforward, you know? Or, no, that's not what I meant to say. Games, older games, are dissed a lot because people think, oh, they're too hard, and, like, they don't give you enough to, like, work with. Well, yeah, sometimes that's true. Like, some of the stuff they make you do to continue is just crazy, but, like, I mean, this game is a... Ooh. He's in trouble. This game is a good mix of just everything. It doesn't say who they're praying to, so I guess this game is religion friendly. Go back. It just feels like it's like you're like inside Gygas, and it's like all of their souls are like, it's like they're inside like fighting, you know, like together. I don't know that makes any sense, but it's like so, it's like an intangible fight. It's like it's like they're like pure kind of force, I guess. There's the good model family. I think that's about the only sane bunch in this game. I would kind of, like, make jokes, you know, and kind of say, like, stuff, but I don't want to ruin the mood that this game was gonna, you know, going for, because, I don't know, just something about this game. I mean, I'm also trying not to talk, as you can tell, because I want to read all this, too. But it looks like they tried to make that fight so serious that, you know, people would take it seriously. There's probably some of you out there laughing at me, like, oh my god, he thinks Earthbound's, like, all serious, but come on now, have some heart. You're, like, slowly doing more and more damage. When Gygas attacks, it's that weird ring that comes out and does all kinds of stuff, but just trying to attack him is futile. I'm really happy that this couldn't be personally, I'm really happy that this couldn't all be, like, skipped somehow, or, like, Flash guy gets to death or something, because I think it's cool that this stayed in. Still with the cursor movement, right up until the end, just... Whenever it comes back to showing all the characters, look how much more HP and PP Ness has compared to everybody else. And when you talk to animals in the game, they like talk in parentheses, and it's like Ness can kind of read their mind. Ooh, yeah. It's kind of doubling each time, the HP. When it said that Gygas' defense became unstabilized, I think he just pretty much went bonkers. Oh, and I forgot about that, too. And, like, now, you're thinking, it's not working, you know? Well, especially that first time, because it's just kind of like, there's no point now. Oh, my gosh! Oh! I just got chills, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if that's totally bad, and probably making me look like such a wuss, but... I just got chills from, like, my head down to my arm, because I just... That was one heavy hit. And that just fit in there perfect, too. Oh, I'm so excited about Mother 3. I hope it's good. It may not be quite this great since it's just on GBA, but we gotta have more, right? Now, is that awesome or what? And notice you haven't seen a movie ended thing yet, because this is... There's some... Gotta do some stuff here in a bit. I'm not a big fan of 3, at least not yet, or maybe some, but I'm not a big fan of 3D games, because like 2D, it's like they just have the nice clean picture, and I just think it just does the job of just, you know, I don't know, it's just kind of clean and crisp, and your imagination just kind of does the rest. Me and my girlfriend are always, you know, having our little... fake arguments about, she's a huge book nerd, and I like video games, and she says, you know, books allow you to, you know, use your imagination for everything, and you picture it all. It's just like, I don't know. Video games, like, more of a, I don't know, it's more interactive and keeps your attention better, I think. Never been a big book guy. We have returned to Earth. Sigh, farewell. They changed it from, like, if you've listened to Ness and Smash Brothers, he'll say, like, PK Fire. Well, in the Japanese version, it was PK, for whatever that means, I forgot. But they changed it to Sai for, like, psychic, I guess, but I think PK would have been fine, too. I kind of wonder what those little Mr. Saturns are supposed to look like. Are they, like, smooth? Are they bumpy? Are they, you know, I don't know. No arms. And unfortunately, whichever one, yeah, they're just going to head right to the end here, but in those presents, there's some letters, like, one's from, I think, Paula's parents, there's one from Tony, and maybe one from somebody else, I can't remember who, but kind of telling you how they feel, and you can teleport to any town, and everybody has, you know, some totally different message, you know, saying they're proud of you, or how cool you are. She gave you that last chance to finish, tie up loose ends, and they said no. Is this the end of the show? They face forward and... Good night! Good night, Detroit! And Tracy! Give it up for Tracy! Oh yeah! Too much lipstick. Picky Minch. Lardna Minch, Aloysius Minch, Pokey Minch. Oh, and that's it. That is Earthbound in a nutshell. If you made it this far, thank you so much for checking out my commentary. I hope I kept you company. That went by faster than I expected, and I'm pretty happy with it, so that's good. That was one long, uninterrupted segment. So, maybe this is, maybe made people think that, oh, this is cool. Yep, now it's going down there. Maybe this has inspired some people to play through Earthbound again, or, I don't know. I may sometime soon. It's not too long. I didn't talk about those guys. I was... you know, going on about something else, but those guys are creepy too. I think all these people are creepy and crazy, but I love it. So like I said, I mean, if anybody wants to contact me, you want to just say anything, I mean, I'm totally game. Maybe you'll be seeing more of me, and I may or may not do another commentary. I'm not planning on it, but if some people want me to, or if another opportunity presents itself, I can probably do it. I'm just happy I had the chance to sit down for this long and, you know, relax. This is better than any 3-hour and 27-minute movie you will watch. And just like that. I had some verbal slip-ups, but not too bad. Not too shabby. Talarama. I forgot what I said. Did I say Talarama? I know I said Tal. I can't remember what I said for the second half. Pokey's just like a greasy little jerk. Go Poo! It's your birthday. Poo's master. Star master. Dungeon man. Noble warrior. I don't remember Noble Warrior. I do remember those guys. They had that junk in the corner with the... looked like an old Apple computer or something. Didn't hear from those guys. They're cool. They've got their own little theme music. There's everybody. We didn't fight the hippies or the annoying old party man or anything like that, but they're in there, so... if you haven't played this and you still watch this, shame on you, but... if you go through again, be sure to check out everything, because there's so much stuff that, you know, is still really good that really adds to the game. I guess we're sticking around for this little extra thing. Oh, there's that guy. Oh yeah, photo album. I was like, oh man, it's going to be like 7 minutes of just me sitting here. I don't know if they're going to have that little thing at the end. I don't know. I did watch this kind of quite a bit before I did the commentary. Like, I skipped around. Like, I just wanted to see, like, the techniques and, like, some of the battles. I was trying to find, like, the sanctuary battles, so... I got the general gist of it. And I'm sure there's, like, see in here, like, if Jeff would have been dead, you'd see Angel Jeff. And I'm hiccuping a lot. Excuse me. Yay for everybody on staff. I want to see the translator. Written, produced, and directed. What a guy. Music was good, game was good, art was good, sound was good. Program director? Don't know what that guy did. Did anybody else, like, beat old games, and then you see all the others? There's Marcus Lindblom. Did you ever, like, see all the Japanese people and just kind of think, like, what? Like, we beat Super Mario, and we'd be, like, trying to pronounce all their names, like, you know, like... Yuri Takakawa, you know, or something, and just like, where'd all these people come from? It didn't really click that America doesn't make these. That's definitely, probably a good thing, though. I'm happy that this game managed to kind of emerge enough to get out, you know. I mean, the people that are going to be most interested in playing this, I'm sure they've checked it out by now. That's cool. See, he designed the concept. And as far as I know, the people behind the Mother 3 translation, they haven't gotten any, like, cease and desist letters, and, I mean, as long as it's just, like, I don't know, and they've been trying to be upfront with, like, we really don't want you downloading the game illegally, like, buy a Japanese copy, like, retail, or, you know, like, support the game if you can. I don't think it's going to come out for an official English release, or any other language for that matter, for any international viewers. One of the things I love about testvideos.org is like people from like Sweden and, you know, like Brazil and stuff, just anything. I love that. And I don't know of any other games that Ape did. Nothing that are coming to me. They had a good debug team, because there's really not a whole lot to really exploit in this game normally. I mean, there's no major, like, sequence breaks or problems with, like, using magic spells and stuff. I don't know what that question mark is that... I don't know. It said sampling voices. That was something I was going to try. I was going to try to record... I only went down to, like, 24 kilobyte quality. I was going to, like, have my voice go down to, like, 8-bit and see how mangled it got. For this commentary, I just tried to kind of be me. I'm pretty awake. I didn't get a whole lot of sleep this past week, but I was definitely ready for this. I was excited about the weekend, but I didn't want to try to go over the top or, you know, try to make anybody, like, laugh their pants off or anything. I just wanted to provide some company. And if I got that done, then great. There's the whole robot crew, I guess. I don't know why Diamond guy's there. That Marcus Lindblom, that's like the... He's been in there some. I don't remember seeing the movie ended text on the bottom. I don't know if I just missed it or if it was even in there or what. I don't know. Mr. Miyamoto was the supervisor. That's pretty cool. I'm guessing he was the supervisor for a lot of games. I know Hal does, like, the Kirby stuff, and some, I'm sure some other stuff too. Did anybody just hear that I miss you? Is that normally in here? That almost kind of looks like my name. My name's Nathaniel, with I-E-L on the end. Kind of like, I see that and it looks like my name. So, thank you, Halomantaril and Nitrodon. Thank you so much for all the hard work. And everybody else, there were other people on that list, like Nitsuja did a lot of help and made the extra effort on some things. Thank you to Bisquit for helping keep up such a great site. And everyone that watched this, and everyone that listened to me, and anyone who's doing anything for the site, just anything. Thank you for watching. Are we going to get this thing at the end? Yes. Also, thank you to AnyoneEB for PKHack and DHacked for helping out with the bug that almost kept this from ever happening. This is why we haven't seen movie ended. Picky? Spankity, spankity, spankity. That's a good question. Well, alright, now that's about it. So really, 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 thank you for anybody. I just wish the best for anybody, you know. It's nice that there are people out there who enjoy this game. And I don't know what I'm going to be doing from now on, but... Who knows? Maybe I'll even do a test video sometime. Who knows? Who knows? Hope to hear from ya. See ya.